Play ball! American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage here this afternoon on 1230 KHS. We're Bill Woodfield in North Platte. It's the second day of the Area 7 American Legion baseball tournament. Hastings getting set to take on Lexington in the elimination ball game as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. And coach, coming off of a loss last night to North Platte, a great baseball game. I think you said it best in the post game. We just didn't make enough plays to win the game.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, that's when you lose games. We've lost a couple to Kearney that way. Didn't make enough plays. Lost that one last night. Sam's reliable as can be, but picked a bad night not to make a couple plays. And we're not putting it on Sam by any means. We had 5-6 hits, whatever it ended up being. We got to hit the ball. We got to get to that 8-10, put some base runners on base, make them field the ball. We were commenting on the ride home. I don't know how many 1-3s they had, but they had to have 4 or 5 balls where the pitcher was getting just easy comebackers to him. Credit him a little bit, but at the same time, we got to do a better job at the plate.
Had a 1-0 lead, had a 4-3 lead, but it seems like every time we took the lead, we gave up some runs in the bottom of the inning.
Yep, that's something we talk about all year. You go out and score runs, you got to put a zero up the next inning, and they did a good job of answering us. You know, he was a little bit more deceptive than what the coaches thought, I think. That Albury threw really well. He was only at 88 pitches, I think, in the eighth inning, and we're a lot better. We've done a great job this year at getting pitch counts up. But credit him. He threw a lot of strikes and did a good job on the mound. But, you know, like you said, they scored every time we scored, and that's not how you win.
Just too anxious at the plate last night?
I don't know what it was. He had a slider that they said they couldn't pick up a little bit. Where a curveball, we're going to see that big red dot coming at us, and we can pick that up. And it was either a slider or a cut or what it was, but he did a good job of keeping us off balance and threw all his pitches for strikes. And, you know, they made a few more plays than we did.
And now, instead of enjoying a day off here, maybe between a couple of ball games, our goal is still in mind. We can still get to the championship game. It's just going to be a little bit tougher now.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. We're going to have to come out and, you know, win or go home. If they want to come out and not play, then we're going to go home. But, you know, after last night, I think we gave 100% effort. Guys are tired tonight. That was a long 9-inning game where we had to really be mentally tough. As hard as that was, you know, we've battled with guys on umpires and that kind of stuff and leaving that up to us. But, it was just a mentally tough game for our guys last night. The coaches, you know, like I said, should we have squeezed a run in here or there that we didn't? You know, I had trouble sleeping last night with just the way what I did. So we got to come out and hopefully get a win tonight, and we'll worry about tomorrow after tonight.
Had a lot of controversial plays in the ball game last night on both sides. It just seemed like all the crucial ones that kind of went against us last night.
Yeah, and you know, that happens when you go on the road, and for us it was on the road against the host. So didn't seem like anything went our way. We should be used to that. We'd started talking about it in February and March when we knew we had to go on the road for Area, that we had to be tough. We cannot let umpires get in our heads. It's us versus the other team, not us versus the other team and umpires. You know, you get a kid that says one thing to an umpire, you're not going to get a call the rest of the way. That kind of stuff we tried cleaning up, and we struggled a little bit, you know, as a coaching staff. I think at one point we had all three coaches out there, but couple of those calls we just couldn't understand how the umpire didn't see it. But you know, we lost the game. Credit North Platte, they played great, made a few more plays, played well enough to win the game last night. We didn't.
Zach Merrill, the starting pitcher for last night for Hastings, went 6 2/3 innings. He had 6 strikeouts, 5 walks. Maybe not the jump he threw the first time against North Platte, but certainly pitched well enough to keep us around and win this game.
Right, and right there you can see Zach had 14 walks going into the season, or into that game, I think. So to almost throw half as many as he did all year, he struggled with the plate. He struggled a little bit with the umpire and tried taking care of things he had no control over. And, you know, he'd let that affect him a little bit. Didn't throw his best. Hopefully we're going to DH him today, give him a day off on on his arm, and you know we're going to probably need him if we're going to win this area. We're going to have to have him back on short rest.
Alex Pagadeben throws the final two innings last night, so we were set up. We kind of talked about this last night. We were set up to win that thing. We were tied. It was 5-4 going into the ninth inning before we got a run and got 5-5. We were set up with Pango on the mound.
Yeah, we were where we wanted to be. Alex Mendoza came in, got us out of an inning. Alex Pagadeben's been a guy that's come in out in relief. He's been a guy we're comfortable as a starter coming in and relieving, and just left a couple pitches up, didn't make a couple plays.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back and talk about Lexington as our pregame show continues after this.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me from first. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball!
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
Tyrone, you got schooled.
Hastings head coach Russ Kendig. We're in North Platte here this afternoon, the second day of the Area 7 Seniors American Legion Baseball Tournament. Now we're into the losers bracket of this tournament. How's that changed things for you guys approaching these games down here?
Right, we were going to throw Mason probably that on Saturday, on Sunday, which we're going to try and keep him off the mound today. We're going to throw Braden Valentine today, who we didn't plan on throwing at all this weekend or have him come out of relief, but he's a guy that throws a ton of strikes. He's going to go out there and throw a ton of strikes for us today. We're not looking past anybody, but we're going to try and go with Braden and hope our sticks come alive and get us a bunch of runs and give him some support.
What this does is actually just going to force you guys to play a couple of extra ball games. So you're going to have to maybe save the pitching staff, and hopefully we can get through today without burning a lot of innings out of our mainline players.
Sure, yeah. We're going to see Braden. We're going to see maybe a Zach Banks or a Ryan Kern, hopefully. But, Lexington, they got their backs against the wall. They're going to come out, and they're going to try and play. They're not ready for their season to be over. So we're going to really put it on our offense to come out and score some runs and find us some runs and give us some support.
In all honestly, Lexington not a very good baseball team. We have beat these guys twice, 14-2 and 18-0. We saw them lose yesterday to Kearney, 14-0. So we take care of business, play an average baseball game. We should be all right today, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we better be. Like I said, these guys aren't ready to go home. Our team definitely isn't ready to go home. We put too much time in this season. We've worked so hard to get to this point. So, we have a lot of confidence in Braden Valentine, and we have even more confidence in our sticks when we're up at the plate. So we're going to go in there and we're going to win a baseball game.
The most disheartening thing last night is we didn't carry the sticks enough. We didn't have enough offense maybe to stay with North Platte. Maybe today is the time to get settled into this area tournament.
Yeah, hopefully we'll come out and get the sticks going, get some confidence at the plate after we didn't last night. I don't know what it was last night. Again, that guy's good on the mound. He's one of their best. There's a reason he threw in the first game of their area tournament, and he pitched well. But, yeah, hopefully we come out, get some confidence, get a win, and get a chance to play tomorrow.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Thanks.
That's Russ Kendig, head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around, starting lineups, a play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Lexington today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at 5 Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have 5 Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your 5 Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KGS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Billwood Field in North Platte, Nebraska here this afternoon. It's the second day of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Hastings Five Points Bank getting set to take on Lexington in the elimination ball game here this afternoon. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. 86 degrees will be our game time temperature here in North Platte today. The winds will be out of the south at about 14 miles per hour, blowing in on the hitters again here this afternoon. Hastings trying to come back after losing last night to North Platte by the score of 6-5 in a very good baseball game played here last night. It was Jack Kenny with an RBI single in the ninth inning to a win it for North Platte. They go on to beat Hastings by the score of 6-5 last night in the opening round. So Hastings currently sitting at 24-17 on the season. Lexington losing in the opening round yesterday to Kearney Runza by the score of 14-0. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for baseball today on 1230 KHAS. So the playing of the national anthem as we get set for baseball here today on 1230 KHAS. We're down to a position where the next loss for Hastings will end their season here in the Area 7 tournament in this double elimination affair. Again, Hastings losing last night to North Platte by a score of 6-5. The winner of this ball game will move on and play another elimination game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock right back here at Billwood Field. They'll play the loser of tonight's game between the West Coast Zephyrs, the number one seed, and Kearney Runza. Those two teams will square off in game number two at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings here tonight, they go with Brock Greer in center field. He'll lead off. His batting average at .302 during the regular season. Jameson Cockrell will be out in right field. Alex Panganiban will be at first base. He'll bat third. Mason Spilenick will be the cleanup hitter again today for Hastings. He'll bat at the number four position. He'll be at third base defensively. Brooks Sasher behind the plate. He'll bat at the number five position, followed by Zach Barrell is going to be the DH today. Ryan Kern will bat seventh. He'll be at second base. John Blazer will be the left fielder. He'll bat eighth. And Sam Breimer will be at shortstop this afternoon. He'll bat ninth. And on the mound for Hastings will be Braden Valentine. No record on the season. He does have one save. He's thrown just nine innings on the entire season for Hastings Five Points Bank. His ERA is sitting at 1.55. For Lexington Pinnacle Bank here this afternoon, quite frankly, they've had their troubles this year. They are 6-20 on the season, and they lost yesterday to Kearney Runza 14-0 in seven innings. These ball games scheduled for nine, but it went seven yesterday between Lexington and Kearney, as Kearney Runza picked up a 14-0 win. They'll go with a lineup like this. Seth Sonderlund will be the second baseman. He'll lead things off for Lexington. Tim Sykes will be the catcher. He'll bat second. Tyson Block will be at third base. He'll bat third, followed by Brian McMahon, the first baseman. It'll be Morgan Ansbach, the pitcher. He'll bat fifth today. Betty Lauby will be your left fielder. He'll bat sixth. Chandler Flynn will be your right fielder. He'll bat seventh. Neri Corbera will be your shortstop. He'll bat eighth. And then Skyler Salem, the center fielder, he'll bat ninth. Starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West. Also at 320 South Burlington and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So for the second straight game, Hastings is going to be the visiting team here this afternoon. They will bat first, losing a coin flip earlier today. Hastings is going to be in the third base dugout over here on this side. Lexington over in the first base side. Brock Dreher getting ready to lead things off for Hastings as he fouls away the second pitch that he sees there. It's no balls and two strikes. Right off the bat to Brock Dreher, the leadoff hitter for Hastings. We're playing a nine-inning ball game scheduled for nine here today at Billwood Field as the next pitch comes in there way over the head of Dreher, and it gets away from the catcher, Sykes. Nobody on the base pads right now as Brock Dreher had a 302 batting average during the regular season. As Dreher is in there trying to get things started here for Hastings, next pitch is going to be down low for another ball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. These two teams have played 2 games before. Hastings facing Lexington in the Grand Island Hastings tournament. At the latter part of June, they beat him there by a score of 14-2. And then 3 nights later, they played him in Lexington and beat this team by a score of 18-0. So Hastings has outscored Lexington 32-2 in the 2 ball games that they have played so far this season. The count is now full at 3 balls and 2 strikes to Brock Dreher, leading things off for Hastings in this elimination ball game here this afternoon. Here's the next pitch, and wow. It's Brock Dreher right on the side of the head. Fortunately, he had that batting helmet on. And Dreher is going to shake the cobwebs out of his head there and head down to first base. So a tough way to get on the base pads. He gets hit by a pitch right on the side of the head as Brock Dreher is on board here for Hastings. And now Jameson Cockrell is going to come up there next. Cockrell is the right fielder for Hastings here in this ball game here this afternoon. Alex Pangan-Eben will follow him. So now Hastings has got a base runner in the form of Brock Dreher down there at first base. And we'll see if Russ Kende gets the guys started here early. Hastings 42 out of 52 in stealing bases so far this season. Brock Dreher, he leads the team in stolen bases with 10. Did not have one last night. Dreher still trying to shake things off down there after getting hit to the side of the head by a pitch thrown there by the pitcher for Lexington, Morgan Ansbach. So now head coach Russ Kendig is going to come down and have a couple of words with his batter, Jameson Cockrell. Just underway here in the top half of the first inning. And Cockrell will come up there for Hastings. Again, a 297 hitter. He was 1 out of 3 last night in the ball game against North Platte. He was hit by a pitch, and he scored a run last night. Hastings dressed in their white bottoms with their red tops here this afternoon in day number 2 of this Area 7 tournament. They square around the bunt here at the plate, takes a pitch way outside for a ball, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lexington dressed in their white baseball pants and their white tops with their black trim, also their orange lettering written across the front. Morgan Ansbach on the mound here for Lexington. Next pitch is going to be up high for another ball. That's 2 balls and 0 strikes to Jameson Cockrell for Hastings. Cockrell during the regular season, he was 30 out of 101 from the plate. No home runs and 10 RBIs. Cockrell waiting on the pitch. He's ahead here at 2 balls and 0 strikes. He watches that one go by. So right down the pipe at 2 balls and 1 strike now. Morgan Ansbach is your pitcher for Lexington with Tim Sykes behind the plate here this afternoon. Brian McMahon is your first baseman. Seth Sunderland is at second base, anchoring the right side of the infield here for Lexington. There's a quick throw over to first base. Nearly got away from the first baseman, Brian McMahon, but he makes the catch over there. Nery Cabrera is your shortstop, and Tyson Block is at third base. Out in the outfield, you've got Brady Lauby out in left field, Skyler Salem out in center, Chandler Flynn out in right field for Lexington, a team that is 6-20 on the season. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for another ball, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Tell you what, if Ansbach can't find the strike zone, it could be a long afternoon today. Lexington is not a team that's going to put 5 or 6, 7 runs on the board here, and Hastings has got a base runner already. They want to get things started off early here today. There's a ball hit to the second baseman. He bobbles the ball there at second base, and everybody's going to be safe. That was the problem against Kearney yesterday. We watched the first ball game yesterday. Kearney and Lexington were scoreless throughout the first couple of innings, but then Lexington, a couple of errors in an inning, and it just kind of snowballed on them. They had 5 or 6 for the ball game, and Kearney rounded Lexington yesterday by a score of 14-0. Jameson Cockrell gets aboard here on the air on the second baseman, Seth Sunderland, who is Should have been a routine play there at second base and probably a double play. Alex Pangadeban comes up there next. Pangadeban is playing at first base today for Hastings. He's a 3-10 hitter during the regular season. And he just stands there and watches the pitch go through the strike zone. It's no balls and one strike now to Pangadeban. Head coach Russ Kindig flashing the signs down there in the third base coaching box, probably just making sure that Ansbach can find the strike zone here. He's had trouble here in the first three hitters. Ansbach comes set, fires another little plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. That's one ball and one strike now to Alex Pangadeban. Pango yesterday in the ball game against North Platte was 2 out of 4. Struck out once, walked once, scored a run, had an RBI, and had a double in the ninth inning of play for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Pango now behind on the count of 1-2 here, just underway. Bill Wood Field in Scottsdale and North Platte here this afternoon. 21 walks and 11 strikeouts during the regular season for Alex Pangadeban. Waiting on the pitch, he fouls this away on the first base side. And the count remains at 1-2. Again, a warm afternoon today here in North Platte. 86 degrees here at game time. Winds out of the south at about 14 miles per hour. They're now blowing toward the left field corner here at Billwood Field. Here's Ansbach's next pitch. It's going to be fouled away again on the first base side. And the count remains at 1-2. Down the lines here at Billwood, it's 330 feet, 360 feet to the power alleys, and you've got 400 to straightaway center field. The elimination ball game of the Area 7 baseball tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. A loser is finished for the year. The winner moves on to another elimination ball game at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, hit to the left side, picked up there by a shortstop. He goes to second for one over to first base. That's a double play there, turned by Lexington. So a double play there, 6-4-3 double play as Pangadeban hits into a double play. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Brock Greer, but now there's two men out. So Pango hits that one right to Cabrera at shortstop. He goes over to Sonderland for one out at second base. The relay throw to McMahon was in time. So a double play turned by Lexington here in the first inning. And now Mason Spillinett comes up there next for Hastings. He'll play at third base today for Hastings Five Points Bank. Here comes the pitch in there from Ansbach. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 to Mason Spillinett. He was a .282 hitter during the regular season. At 30 base hits and 101 trips to the plate. Ansbach working from the stretch with a runner on at third base. The next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be up high. And the count goes to 2-0. Spillinett yesterday against North Platte, he was 0-5. Struck out once, scored a run for Hastings. Ansbach comes set. Next pitch is another fastball that misses. And now the count is sitting at 3-0. Brooks Asher would be next. Mason Spillinick ahead of the count of 3-0. With the man over at third base, that's Brock Greer, taking his lead there. Ansbach looks that way. Pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him on four straight pitches. Mason Spillinick gets the first walk of the ball game as he heads down to the bag at first base. Now Greer is over at third. Mason Spillinick is at first base, and now Bricks Asher comes to the plate next. Asher will do the catching chores for Hastings Five Points Bank here again this afternoon. Asher 29 out of 118 from the plate for the regular season. No home runs and 18 RBIs. Asher waiting on the pitch there, and it's going to be a strike on the inside corner. Nothing at one to Asher. Brooks yesterday 1 out of 3 in the opening ball game of this area tournament. Had a walk in that contest against North Platte. Also struck out once. Asher batting from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike, and it's now 0-2. So nothing in two to Asher. Zach Merrill would be next. Hastings with base runners on at first and third base. We're in the first inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here this afternoon at Billwood Field in North Platte. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. The runner was going on the pitch there. Spillinick will have to go back to the bag at first. And the count remains at 0-2 to Brooks Asher. Asher during the regular season, he had 23 base on balls and he had 16 strikeouts. He's behind the count here at 0-2 as Morgan Ansbach looks in for the sign from his catcher Sykes. The pitch is going to be outside. The runner goes from first base. No throw from Sykes. So Mason Spillett gets an easy stolen base down to second. And now Hastings has got base runners on in scoring position at second and third as Asher is looking at a count here at the plate at 1-2. Here comes the next pitch by Ansbach. That ball's going to be hit down to right field. It's going to fall for a base hit. One run comes in to score. Here comes the second one to the plate. Hastings is out on top. Brooks Asher gets a two-run single to right field. Picking the ball up on the hop out there was Chandler Flynn, the right fielder. Greer comes in from third base to score. Coming in from second base is Mason Spilenick, and Hastings jumps out on top of Lexington here in this first inning of play. It's now a 2-0 ball game. Coming up there next for Hastings will be Zach Merrill. So Merrill comes to the plate. He's the designated hitter in the ball game here today. He was a starting pitcher yesterday against North Platte. Lasted 6 2/3 innings against the Platters last night. Gave up 3 runs and 8 base hits. He had 6 walks and 5 strikeouts. Alex Panganiban was hit with a loss after North Platte scores in the bottom half of the 9th inning to win that game by a score of 6-5 last night. Next pitch is going to be inside on Zach Merrill, and the count is at 1-1. To Merrill, he was a 308 hitter during the regular season. Merrill was 0-3 from the plate last night. So it's 1-1 to Zach Merrill. Next pitch is going to be down low. The runner goes from first base in a stand-up. Stolen base there for Brooks Asher as the ball momentarily got away from the catcher Tim Sykes behind the plate. So Asher is now in scoring position at second base. Hastings out on top by a score of 2-0 in this ball game. Asher is looking at a count of 2-1. Coming up there next for Hastings will be Ryan Kern if Merrill can get aboard. John Blazer would follow him. Hastings here in the top half of the first inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on. Hit right to the shortstop on the hop. Then he bobbles the ball. He picks it up. He throws it to first base. Not in time. Cabrera had it on the hop at shortstop. Then it falls out of his glove. He picks her back up. And that's going to be the second error of the first inning charged to Lexington here. We'll go to third base on the play for Hastings will be Brooks Asher. So two errors so far by Lexington here in the first inning on routine ground balls. One was to the second baseman, Sonderland, on the Jameson Cockrell hit. And it was Zach Merrill getting aboard here on the error on the Nuri Cabrera via shortstop. Now coming to the plate for Hastings will be Ryan Kern. Kern had a couple of base hits in the ball game last night. In fact, he was 2-4 and had a double against North Platte. Kern, during the regular season, a 250 hitter. For Hastings head coach Russ Kindig and Hastings 5 Points Bank. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Here comes the next one. It's going to be down low as the ball is scooped up there by Sykes behind the plate. And the count is at 1-1. Hastings now 24-17 in the season after dropping a game last night to North Platte. Lexington coming in here with a mark of 6 wins and 20 losses. After losing yesterday to Lexington 14-0. There goes the runner. It's first base and now Merrill is just attempting to get the catcher to throw it down there. He was dancing his way halfway down the bag at second, looking for a throw from the catcher, Tim Sykes. Maybe trying to sneak one home from third base, but no throw there from Sykes, and Merrill just skips his way down to second base. The stolen base there, Tim Sykes didn't want anything doing there with the attempted stolen base, but Merrill gets in there easily. Now runners are at second and third for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch to Ryan Kern. It's going to be in there for a strike. Has 2-2 now to Ryan Kern. 2-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead here in the top half of the first inning. Kern waiting on the 2-2 pitch now. Here it comes. It's going to be hit towards short. Cabrera has got it. He goes to first base, and that's going to be in time. The inning is over. Ryan Kern is thrown out on a play from shortstop to first, and the inning is over. But Hastings scores 2 runs. Here in the top half of the first inning, 2 runs on 1 base hit, 2 errors, 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score, Hastings 2-0.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Seely's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. It's the elimination ball game of the Area 7 tournament today. Hastings out on top of Lexington by the score of 2-0. Second game today will pick Kearney up against the Wesco Zephyrs. That's the team from Scotts Bluff Gehring. They're the number one seed here in the area tournament. Had a first round bye, so they'll be in action at 7 o'clock tonight against Kearney. Loser of that ball game will play the winner of this one tomorrow in the elimination game at 4 o'clock. Juniors tournament going on in Hastings at Duncan Field. In the opening round last night, Lexington beat Scotts Bluff by the score of 9-7. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes knocking off Kearney Post 52-4-2. So today, Scotts Bluff is playing Kearney Post 52 in the elimination ball game. And after 4.5 innings, Kearney Post 52 is leading Scotts Bluff by the score of 1-0. The second ball game today will pit North Platte, the number one seed on the junior side, up against Lexington. That will be at 5:30. Hastings, they have the day off today, and they'll play the winner of the North Platte-Lexington game tomorrow night at 5:30. So Hastings, 5 points Bank, and Lexington Pinnacle Bank squaring off here in the elimination ball game of Billwood Field and North Platte in the Battle of the Banks here this afternoon. Seth Sonderlund is going to lead things off for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. He'll be followed up by Tim Sykes, the catcher, and then Tyson Block, the third baseman. Brian McMahon, the first baseman, would then come to the plate if they can get somebody on board here in the first. Braden Valentine is going to get the start for Hastings here in this ball game here this afternoon for Hastings 5 points Bank. And the first pitch is a fastball that misses up high. Valentine has thrown a total of 9 innings. All season long, he's basically been used as a short reliever, but he's getting the start here this afternoon against Lexington as the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 2-0 the count. No wins, no losses for Braden Valentine. He does have one save. And out of those 9 innings, he has given up 10 base hits and 4 runs, 2 of those earned, 5 base on balls and 3 strikeouts. A little used pitcher here for Hastings, 5 points Bank in this ball game against Lexington as he gets Sonderlund to go around with a swing there as 2 balls and 1 strike. In fact, Braden Valentine will be worked from the stretch here with nobody on the base pads to start off the bottom half of the first inning. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Hastings figures they use some of the guys they didn't expect to throw in the area tournament to try to get through this ball game today against Lexington as the next pitch is going to be fouled away. 3 balls and 2 strikes now as the count. No secret, Lexington has not proven to be a very worthy of an opponent as Hastings has outscored this group 32-2 in the ball games that they have seen them so far this season in the 2 contests as the next pitch is going to be fouled away. And after losing last night to North Platte, Hastings will play an additional couple of ball games now here in the area tournament. So Russ trying to save his upper echelon of his pitching rotation for future ball games. There's a ground ball to the third base. Spilinick has got it. He goes over to first. That's going to be in time. Sonderlund is retired into play from third to first, and that's going to bring up Tim Sykes next. Hastings had some miscues in the field last night. In fact, Hastings committed 4 errors in the ball game against North Platte. Had 8 base hits offensively, but 4 errors really cost Hastings in the ball game last night against North Platte. Tim Sykes coming up there next. He is the catcher for Lexington. He's going to take a pitch on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. To Sykes, Kearney had just 2 base hits in the ball game yesterday against Kearney Runza and losing 14-0. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. That's now 1 ball and 1 strike to Tim Sykes. Tyson Block would be next. Lexington batting here in the bottom half of the second inning against Hastings 5 points Bank with Hastings out on top by a score of 2-0. Next pitch is going to be up high for ball. 2 balls and 1 strike now to Tim Sykes. Again, Valentine working from the stretch here. And here comes the next pitch. That's going to be down low for another ball. That's 3 balls and 1 strike. Really, the only way that Lexington can stay with Hastings in this ball game today is if Valentine walks a lot of guys and gives Lexington some extra chances on the base pads here today. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, and is now 3-2. So 3-2 the count to the catcher for Lexington. That is Tim Sykes. Next pitch by Valentine on the way. That ball is going to be hit to the left side. Fielded there by Spilenick. He throws it to first base. That's going to be in time. Spilenick moving over right in front of the shortstop, Reimer, to grab that ball. And then he was kind of off balance. He had to get back on his feet and get squared around. He throws it to first base. It's in time. So Mason Spilenick has made the first two plays on the ball defensively for Hastings at third base. And now Tyson Block comes to the plate next. Block is another right-handed hitter for Lexington Pinnacle Bank as he steps in there. And Hastings defensively has got Pangan Eben at first base and Ryan Kern at second today. Sam Reimer is at shortstop and Spilenick is over here at third base. Out in the outfield, you've got John Blazer getting the start out in left field today. Brock Dreher out in center and Jameson Cockrell out in right field with Brooks Asher behind the plate. Braden Valentine on the mound. No balls and one strike here to Tyson Block. Valentine comes set. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 1-1 to Block. Brian McMahon swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. Next one from Valentine is a fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball. That's 2-1. Really, Valentine is just going to get the ball across the plate here, throw strikes, be around the plate, let his defense do the work for him here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be up high for another ball. And it is now 3-1. So Valentine falling behind the first couple of hitters here, but he's had a couple of ground outs so far. Next pitch is going to be popped up. Over here in foul territory, third base side, Spilenick comes over, and he makes the catch. Spilenick makes all three outs here in the first inning of play. As Tyson Block fouls out to the third baseman, Mason Spilenick. So Lexington goes down in order here in the bottom half of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the second inning with a score. Hastings 2-0.
Summer is here, and Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is your clothing destination. From modern fit to traditional, flat front to pleated trousers, Gary Michaels carries a broad selection of sizes from shorts to extra longs. Select a suit, dress shirt, and tie valued up to $550, now just $349. Don't miss this sale. New markdowns on summer sportswear, including shorts, polos, silk camp shirts, and tees. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings, and now open on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings 5 points bank out on top of Lexington Pinnacle Bank here this afternoon. 2-0 is the score as we head to the top half of the second inning. This one's scheduled for 9 innings here today. In fact, all the games from here on out are 9-inning affairs. Don Blazer, Sam Reimer and Brock Dreher, 8-9-1 in the batting order for Hastings that come up here in the second inning against Ansbach, the pitcher for Lexington, as we get set to go. Here comes Blazer, and the first pitch to him is going to be down low and in the dirt. The ball gets away from the catcher, Tim Sykes. 1-0 to John Blazer. Blazer, he got up there in a pinch hit role last night, was 1-for-1 at the plate against North Platte. He hits this one out back to the pitcher. Ansbach has got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And Blazer is retired from pitcher to first. North Platte did a good job last night. In fact, Hastings numerous times in the ball game last night. Hit one back to the pitcher.
Number five, Sam Reimer.
I'm just trying to calculate up here. Nine times last night, Hastings hit the wall back to the pitcher for the easy out. That's the first one here today as Blazer knocks it back to Morgan Ansbach. Sam Reimer comes up there next for Hastings. Reimer was 0 for 3 in the ball game last night. Reimer was a 237 hitter during the regular season. As the pitch comes inside for a ball, it's two balls and no strikes to Sam Reimer. Bases are empty for Hastings here in the second. Hastings 5 points back, trying to avoid elimination here this afternoon. They've got a 2-0 lead. Next pitch is going to be up high for another ball. It's three balls and no strikes. Reimer during the regular season, 16 base on balls and 17 strikeouts. And on the count here at 3 balls and no strikes, here comes the next pitch by Ansbach. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So a four-pitch walk here. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game given up by Morgan Ansbach. Hastings has a base runner now here in the second inning of play. Brock Dreher will come to the plate next. Dreher was hit by a pitch. In fact, he got hit in the side of the head on a 3-2 pitch back there in the first inning. And now coming in is going to be Roth. Sam Roth is going to bat for Brock Dreher. So maybe Brock has got some kind of effects. We'll check that when they head back out of the field here. Defensively, it's Sam Roth now up to the plate for Hastings 5 points back. He will bat in the top half of the second inning. So Roth, he squares around the bunt, lays it down, fielded there by the pitcher Ansbach. He goes to first base. That's in time, so the sacrifice works. Sam Roth batting here at inning number two. We'll check out who goes out into the center field at the end of this inning. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Sam Reimer. So, again, Hastings has got a man out in scoring position. Here comes Jameson Cockrell to the plate next. Cockrell was a 297 hitter during the regular season. He reached on an error his first time up there in inning number one. Cockrell was just 1 out of 3 from the plate last night against North Platte. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run. That 6-5 loss to the Platters last night. First pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. It's 1 ball and no strikes to Jameson Cockrell. He had 30 base hits and 101 trips to the plate for Hastings 5 points bank during the regular season. Ansbach comes set. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away on the third base side. And the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike now to Jameson Cockrell. Hastings, the visiting team, as a result of a flip earlier today, but Hastings occupying the third base dugouts, which normally houses the home team, but Hastings had already kind of moved into the third base dugout when Lexington got here today, so it's kind of agreed that Hastings would stay put. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away again on the third base side, and the count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings, down in the third base coaching box today. Ben Reimer over in the first base coaching box. The pitching coach for Hastings today, Kevin Asher, not with the team, but evidently attending a wedding for a relative. So the pitching coach is not here. There's a ground ball to second base. The Sonderlin, he goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And the inning is going to be over as Jameson Cockrell, he grounds out to Sonderlin at the second base. So Hastings scores no runs, no hits, no errors on Lexington. One man left on base. They go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Hastings 2, Lexington nothing.
I was actually born in this very hospital over 30 years ago. So Hastings has always held a very special spot for me. It's been a wonderful community to grow up in. And this hospital is so important to the community, and we as doctors and as patients are so lucky to have this hospital here. Many of the nurses know the patients already before they ever come up here, so it definitely has that small community feel, but the excellent care that patients receive here is second to none. And I think that that's very important to the good outcomes we see at this hospital. Patients often ask me, would you do this operation here for your family? And I always say, this is the first place that I would take my family. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Bill Wood Field in North Platte this afternoon. The seniors, Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Hastings has the lead over Lexington. 2-0 is the score. The juniors tournament being held in Hastings today. Kearney has jumped out on top of Scott's Bluff, 1-0. They are in the bottom half of the fifth inning there. That's in the elimination ball game. Kearney losing yesterday to Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes in the opening round by a score of 4-2. Very first pitch is going to be popped up third base side, and coming over to grabbing the ball again is Mason Spelnick. Brian McMahon, the first baseman, on the very first pitch that he sees, fouls out to the third baseman for Hastings, Mason Spelnick. Mason has now made the first four outs defensively here in the ball game for Hastings. A couple of ground outs and now two foul outs in the first four batters. There's a ground ball this time to a short. Reimer bombs the ball, now picks it up. He throws it to first base. That's going to be in time. That's Morgan Ansbach, the pitcher. He grounds out to Sam Reimer, who made a couple of errors last night in the ball game against North Platte. He bombs the ball here, but still had plenty of time to get it over to first baseman Alex Panganiban to record the out. Now Brady Lauby comes to the plate next. He is the left fielder. So Braden Valentine has sent down the first five guys that he has faced here in the ball game. Throws a strike here across the outside portion of the plate. Brady Lauby, the left fielder, now falls behind on the count of no balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch, hit on the ground again toward Reimer. He scoops it up. He throws it to first base, a little bit off with a bag, but keeping his leg on there was Alex Panganiban. And Brady Lauby is retired in the play. An easy inning there for Braden Valentine. That's what you'd like to see. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third inning with a score. Hastings 2, Lexington nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
It's the 22nd annual anniversary parking lot sale on now at all Graham Tire locations. All tires are on sale. Save on Goodyear, Cooper, Dunlop, Kelly, and Hankook tires. All backed with the lowest price guaranteed. Plus, get manufacturer's rebates up to $160. Save money on auto service, too. Stop in and register to win a set of four new Hankook tires. See store for details. All tires are on sale during the 22nd annual anniversary parking lot sale through Saturday, July 19th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings trying to stave off elimination here today in the Area 7 tournament. They got a 2-0 lead over Lexington as we head to the top half of the third inning. Hastings will send up numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order. Alex Panganiban, Mason Spelnick, and also Brick Sasher. Zach Merrill would follow them if they can get somebody aboard here. Hastings scored two runs in the first inning. Just one base hit. They were helped along by a couple of Lexington miscues. And Hastings is out on top 2-0 as Panganiban will come to bat for the second time here in this ball game. He hit into a double play back there in the first inning. So Pango 0-for-1 today. Panganiban is now 2-for-5 in the tournament thus far. He was 2-for-4 in the ball game yesterday. There's a ball hit the right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up on a couple of hops out there by Chandler Flynn. So Panganiban, he gets a base hit here in the ball game for Hastings. That's the second end of the ball game now for Hastings. 5 points bank is solid hit to right field. And now Mason Spelnick comes up there next. Spelnick, he reached on an error back there in the first inning and came around to score one of the two runs. Spelnick yesterday 0-for-5 from the plate against North Platte. Struck out once. He scored a run. Spelnick squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch inside for a ball. It is one ball and no strikes now to Mason Spelnick, batting here in the third inning of play. Mason, a 282 hitter during the regular season. He was 31 out of 110 from the plate. Spelnick waiting for the pitch from Morgan Ansbach. It's on the way. That pitch outside for a ball. And the count is at 2 balls and no strikes. Lexington losing to Kearney yesterday, 14-0 in 7 innings. Hastings losing last night to North Platte by a score of 6-5. Here comes the 2-0 pitch now to the plate. Outside for a ball. Throw down at first base and getting it back in there easily was Pangan Eben. Mason now looking at a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morgan Ansbach, the pitcher for Lexington. He has walked one guy so far in the ball game and has also hit a man. Actually, he's got 2 walks. Now he's behind in the count here at 3-0. And on 4 pitches, he walks Mason Sponik. So Mason, he heads down to the bag at first base. Moving over to second, it's going to be Pangan Eben. So that's going to be 3 walks in the ball game now, given up by Morgan Ansbach. And now the pitching coach for Lexington is going to come out and have a couple of words with his starter here today. Hastings has put runners on at first and second base. Lexington played Kearney tough yesterday. They were scoreless for the first 3 innings before Lexington made a couple of errors in the field, and then things really got away from Lexington Pinnacle Bank and losing that ball game 14-0. This is a team that has not had a whole lot of success throughout the 2014 season. They're just 6-20 on the season. Brooks Asher now comes to the plate for Hastings. He had a 2-run single back there in the first inning of play to drive home the 2 runs. So Asher coming back up there here in the third with runners on at first and second base and a chance to do some more damage here in the third as Ansbach comes set, throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one to Brooks Asher. Brooks 1 out of 3 from the plate yesterday, had a walk, and he struck out once. Asher, during the regular season, was a 246 hitter for Hastings Five Points Bank. Waiting on the 0-1 pitch, squares around the bunt, and will take a pitch outside for a ball. And it's now 1 ball and 1 strike to Brooke Asher. Zach Merrill would be up there next with Ryan Kern to follow him. Down there at first base for Hastings is Spelnick. Down there at second base is Alex Pangan-Eben. Asher waiting on the pitch again from Morgan Ansbach as he checks the runners at first and second base, throws under the plate. He'll be outside for a ball. Asher again scoring around the bunt, but pulls it back and takes a pitch outside. 2 balls and 1 strike now as Russ Kending again goes through the signs down in the third base coaching box. Asher digs in here. Ansbach comes set as he comes to the belt, looks at the runner at second base, looks at the plate. Now they wheel towards second. And back in there quickly is going to be Pangan Eben with no throw from the pitcher Ansbach. 2 balls and 1 strike is the count here at the plate. On Brooks Asher for Hastings. Ansbach again comes set, fires under the plate. It's going to be down low for another ball. 3 balls and 1 strike now to Brooks Asher for Hastings. Asher during the regular season had just, 16 strikeouts, 23 walks. He hits that ball hard to left center field. A lot of room out there giving chase, and they can't get there. Center fielder Salem cannot get there. It'll be a long single as the throw comes in. I thought they were going to have plenty of time to get underneath that one. Both Lauby and Salem are converging out in left center field, and they let it fall right in between them. Brooks Asher, he gets a single here. His second base hit of the ball game, and now the bases are loaded and nobody out. Here in number 3, as Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Now Hastings is going to capitalize. Hastings left 8 runners on base last night in the ball game against North Platte. They got the bases loaded here in inning number 3 with nobody out. And there's a check swing strike on Zach Merrill. The pitch was down low. Merrill goes around with it. So Zach behind the count, no balls and 1 strike. 0 for 3 in the ball game last night against North Platte. Merrill waiting on the pitch. Lexington playing with the infield in. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 1-1. Merrill, 308 was his batting average during the regular season. 28 base hits and 91 trips to the plate. He had 15 RBIs, no home runs. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. First base side out of the play. That's 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Hastings with the bases loaded here in the third inning and nobody out. Already leading by a score of 2-0 here in this ball game. Zach Merrill re-enters the batter's box here. Ansbach waiting for the sign from Tim Sykes. He's got it. Comes center of the mound. Here comes the next pitch from Ansbach. It's going to be hit to the second baseman. Bobbled there by Sunderland. Sunderland now looks. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. And Zach Merrill is retired in the play, but a run comes in to score. Sent at second base. He picks it up on a hop, and then it looked like he was a little bit undecided on where he wanted to go with the ball. Brooks Asher was running toward the bag at second. He thought maybe about tagging him out. Asher avoids that, and instead they get to Zach Merrill down here at first base. That's going to bring up Ryan Kern next. Hastings has now got a 3-0 lead over Lexington as a run comes in to score on that ground ball by Zach Merrill. So it's now 3-0. Hastings with the lead. Now there's one man out in the inning as Kern comes up for the second time. He grounded out the shortstop his first time up there in inning number one. Runners are on at second and third base now for Hastings. There's a pickoff attempt over to third base, and Spilenik is back in there. Mason's down there in third, and Brooks Asher is on board at second base. Ryan Kern has a count of 1-1 and no strikes here at the plate. Morgan Ansbach rocks and fires. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. There's 2 balls and no strikes to Kern. Ryan, yesterday in the ball game against North Platte, 2-for-4. He had a double in the ball game against North Platte First Nationals. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. 2-1 now to Ryan Kern. Kern during the regular season, 23 out of 92 from the plate. He had a home run and 18 RBIs. In fact, he was one of 2 Hastings players to hit a home run this year. Here's the next pitch, swung out and missed. A high fastball there. Kern can't quite get around in that fastball. Now 2-2. 1 man out is Morgan Ansbach working here for Lexington. Hastings has the lead now by a score of 3-0. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit to the left side. That's right down the line, right by the third baseman block. 1 run comes in to score. Now the stop sign comes up at third base for Asher. Ryan Kern, he scores. Ryan Kern gets a base hit and produces a run here. Right down the line, right by the third baseman Tyson Block in the left field. That brings home Mason Spilenik, and Hastings now has a 4-0 lead over Lexington in this ball game. That's going to bring up John Blazer next. Blazer, he grounded out his first time up there. Back to the pitcher in inning number 2. So he's 0-for-1 today. Blazer was 1-for-1 in the ball game yesterday against North Platte. He was a pinch hitter in the contest yesterday. There goes the runner at first base, and the throw is going to be cut off by the second baseman. Looking to see if Asher was going to maybe try to sneak home on the play. He did not. So a stolen base there for Ryan Kern. He's down there at second base now. So now Hastings has got runners again at second and third base. Only 1 man out here in the third. Ansbach working now on Blazer. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count now 2-0 to John Blazer. Is he batting in the number 8 position here this afternoon for Hastings 5 Points Bank? Ansbach again comes set, looks at the runner at third, throws into the plate. That's going to be a fastball that misses. And now they count 3-0 to John Blazer. Blazer during the regular season walked 9 times. He struck out 14 times. Batting average during the year at .311 for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Next pitch is going to be some off-speed stuff, and that misses. A baseline ball is given up there, and Hastings now has the bases loaded again. Blazer is down at first base. Kerner is at second. Brooks Asher is at third base. There's 1 man out. That's going to be walk number 4 in the ball game now, given up by the pitcher Morgan Ansbach for Lexington. Sam Reimer comes up there next for Hastings. Reimer had a base on balls himself back there in inning number 2. Reimer waiting on the pitch. This is going to be outside for another ball. 1-0 now to Reimer. He was a .237 hitter during the regular season. Reimer had 19 base hits and 80 trips to the plate. Reimer struck out 17 times and walked 16 times. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Skipping away from that one in the right-hand batter's box was Reimer. Now the count is sitting at 2-0 to the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Hastings, Sam Reimer. Bases loaded. Lexington has the infield in here with only 1 man out in inning number three. Here comes the next pitch to Reimer. That's going to be in there for a strike. Looked like he wanted to pull the trigger, but did not. Two balls, one strike now to Reimer. We've got Sam Roth in the on-deck circle for Hastings. He would be next. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. It's now three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count now to Sam Reimer. No place to put him as the bases are juiced up here. There's a foul ball on the first base side. Out of play as it goes right by Ben Reimer down there in the first base coaching box. Sam Reimer now has a count of three balls and two strikes here at the plate. So 3-2 the count with one man out. Ansbach gets his sign from his catcher, Tim Sykes, comes set. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Again, fouled away here at the plate. Reimer hanging tough. The count is full at 3-2. You're listening to the second round game here in the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. We're at Billwood Field in North Platte this afternoon. Temp in the upper 80s here today. Expected to be scorching hot tomorrow. Hastings, if they can win here, they would play the 4 o'clock ball game tomorrow afternoon right back here in North Platte. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner, and he strikes him out. Reimer caught looking there. Sam was on his way down toward first base, but he is rung up here at the plate by the home plate umpire. That's going to be strikeout number one in the ball game by Morgan Ansbach. He has walked four batters, and now the infield can play back at regular depth as Sam Roth will come to the plate next for Hastings. And Roth is going to take a strike here on the outside corner for a strike. Roth is now playing in replace of Brock Greer, who got beaten in the side of the head in the first inning. Sam Roth up there for the second time here. He laid down a sacrifice in inning number two. Bases are loaded here. Here comes the pitch to Roth. That's going to miss up high. And the count is at one ball and one strike to Sam Roth. He bats from the right-hand side. Roth during the regular season, 0 out of 2. He had just two official at-bats here in the regular season as he takes a pitch outside for another ball. 2-1 the count. Roth, he struck out once, did not walk any time during the regular season. So a little used player here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Next pitch, the ball gets away from the catcher, Tim Sykes, and running down and scoring from third base is going to be Asher. So Brooks Asher scores here for Hastings. That's the third run of this third inning of play. Hastings now out on top by a score of 5-0 here in the ball game. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Ryan Kern. Moving down to second base, John Blazer. Sam Roth now has accounted 3 balls and 1 strike here at the plate with Jamison Cockrell due up there next. Now first base is open. Morgan Ansbach on a 3-1 pitch here. Comes set, fires one to the plate, up high for a ball. So Sam Roth gets a base on balls here as he moves down to the bag at first. That's going to be the fifth walk of this ball game now, given up already by Morgan Ansbach. And now Jamison Cockrell comes to the plate next. He represents the ninth man to come to the plate here for Hastings 5 Points Bank here in the third inning. Cockrell, he's reached on an error and he has grounded out one so far today. So he is 0-2 officially in this ball game. 1-5 now for the tournament as he was 1-3 yesterday in the contest against North Platte. He takes a strike here. 0-1. Hastings with the bases loaded in the third. They've got 3 runs in. Hastings out on top of Lexington by a score of 5-0. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for another ball. That is now 1-1. Nobody up and throwing right now for Lexington in the bullpen on the first base side. Lexington, the home team here this afternoon. Next pitch is hit on the ground towards short. Knocked down there by Cabrera. He goes to third base, and the third baseman block wasn't on the bag. The throw came to third base, but block was not on the bag, and everybody's going to be safe. So Jamison Cockrell, he is aboard at first base. A run comes in to score. Ryan Kern comes in from third base to score for Hastings. Now a 6-0 ball game. Blazer moves over to third base. Sam Roth is on at second base. Jamison Cockrell is on at first. Going to be an error officially chalked up there on Lexington. Third baseman wasn't even on the bag. In fact, Tyson Block was behind the bag when the throw came over there from Cabrera, the shortstop, and everybody's going to be safe. Trying to catch the force out of John Glazer. So Hastings out on top now by a score of 6-0. Here's the ball again. It gets away from the catcher. Sykes back to the screen. Running in and scoring for Hastings will be John Glazer. John Glazer, he scores on a wild pitch or a pass ball here. And Hastings has planted another one here in this third inning of play. It's now 7-0. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Roth. Moving down to second base is going to be Jamison Cockrell. The count here at the plate is at 2 balls and no strikes now to Alex Panganiban. Batting for the second time here in the inning as the next one is going to be fouled away. So it's 2 balls and 1 strike now to Alex Panganiban. He started things off here in the third with a single. He eventually came around to score one of the runs. So a long inning, and Hastings has put 5 runs across the plate here. They lead Lexington 7-0. There's a high fly ball out there to right field. Flynn coming on. Can't make the catch. 2 runs are going to score. Heading down to second base is Panganiban, and he's there with a stand-up double. The right fielder, Chandler Flynn, could not make the catch out there. Had to come a long way over toward the foul line, and the ball falls in there. Panganiban drives home a couple of runs here for Hastings. And now Hastings, 5 points back, has got a 9-0 lead over Lexington. Roth, he comes in from third base to score. Coming around from second base to score for Hastings is Jamison Cockrell. Now there's two men out, and Alex Panganiban is at second base. Mason Spillett comes to the plate next. He reached on a base on balls the first time up there. Earlier in the inning, also had a walk in inning number one. He takes a strike here. It's now nothing and one to Mason Spolnick, the third baseman. 11 guys have come to the plate now for Hastings here in the inning. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. 10-run rules are in effect in the area tournament after 7 innings. We're now in the top half of the third. Hastings will put a 7 spot up on Lexington here in the inning, and they've got a 9-0 lead. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 2 balls and no strikes. Hastings has out hit Lexington in the ball game so far, 6-0. Ansbach comes set again. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. If Hastings can win here, they'll play another elimination ball game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock right back here in North Platte. They play the loser of the next ball game between Kearney Runza and the West Coast Zephyrs at number 1 seed, the team out of Scotts Bluff Gehring. There's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away, way out of play on the first base side. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll be with Hastings 5 points back if they can hang on and play again tomorrow. 3:45 will be the pregame show tomorrow. 4 o'clock first pitch. Hastings is out to a 9-0 lead here in this ball game against Lexington Pinnacle Bank today. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on the way now to Spillick. He hits that ball. That's going to be in the center field for a base hit. Rounding the bag at third, coming home is going to be Panganiban. The throw comes in there, and it's cut off. Panganiban comes around to score the 10th run of the ball game for Hastings. He comes around from second base to score. Mason Spillick gets a RBI single here in the third inning of play. And now Brooks Asher comes up there next. Hastings out on top 10-0. And they have beaten this team twice already this season, 14-2 in the Hastings Grand Island tournament earlier this year. Then they played him a couple of nights later in Lexington and beat him by a score of 18-0. It's not a surprise. Hastings out on top 10-0 here in this ball game. Asher, he tees off on this one and sends this baby foul on the first base side. Nothing and one to Brooks Asher. He had a single back there in inning number one. So Hastings has scored 8 runs here in the inning. They scored 2 in the first inning. They've got a 10-0 lead. Here comes the next pitch to Brooks Asher. It's going to be outside for a ball. That is 1 ball and 1 strike now to Asher. Zach Merrill would be next. Taking the lead down there at first base is going to be Spilnick. Brian McMahon will hold him on defensively for Lexington. Ansbach looks that way. Here's the next pitch. Going to be fouled away again. First base side out of play. One ball and two strikes now to Brooks Asher. 246 hitter during the regular season for Hastings. Asher's already got a couple of base hits here in this ball game, a couple of RBIs, and he has scored a run. All that in the first three innings. Hastings has batted around here in the third. Here comes the next pitch. Asher fouls out away as well. So he's fouled away the last three pitches, and the count to him is a 1-2. Zach Merrill will be next, and we'll see Ryan Kern. Lexington 6-20 on the season, losing yesterday to Kearney Runza by the score of 14-0 here in the area tournament. Brooks Asher again re-enters the batter's box here on the right-hand side. Morgan Ansbach will come set, looks at the runner at first base. That's Mason Spilinick. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. Asher is caught looking, a pitch on the outside corner. There's a second strikeout of the ball game for Morgan Ansbach, but Hastings does major damage here in inning number three as they plate a total of 8 runs here in the inning, and Hastings has got the lead as we head to the bottom of the third. It's Hastings 10, Lexington nothing.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, the elimination ball game of the Area 7 tournament here in North Platte. Hastings is out on top by a score of 10-0 over Lexington Pinnacle Bank. Braden Valentine is back out there for Hastings. He will throw inning number three here today. Lexington will have the bottom third of the order coming up there. Chandler Flynn, Nery Corbera, and also Skyler Salem. Lexington has went down in order in the first two innings here today. And now we're going to have Logan Farrell is going to come into the ball game here in the third inning. And he will bat. He's in replace of Chandler Flynn. So Logan Farrell comes out there now for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. That's from the right-hand side. Braden Valentine will go to work on him. 1-1 now to Logan Farrell, batting on the number 7 position. So the bottom third of the order now for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward left center field. Coming over is going to be Roth, and he makes the catch. So Logan Farrell, he flies out to Roth out in center field. Nery Corbera comes up there next. And here's the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on Corbera. Braden Valentine working here. And he's thrown just 9 innings so far this year, but he's working into his third here today. It's now 1-1 to Nery Corbera as the next one comes in there inside. There's the next one. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be outside for another ball. 2-1. Skyler Salem will be next, and then we'll see Sonderland, the second baseman, in the top of the order again for Lexington. Lexington Pinnacle Bank looking for their first base hit of the ball game here. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Valentine, he's been around the plate. He hasn't struck out anybody, and he hasn't walked anybody yet. A lot of ground balls, a lot of fly balls so far in this ball game. Here comes the next one. It's going to be a little bit up high for a ball. That's now three balls and two strikes. So Lexington looking to get a base runner here for the first time today. Count is full at three balls and two strikes on Cabrera. There's the ball is going to be fouled away on the first base side. Count remains at 3-2. I checked the defensive lineman, I think. Jameson Cockrell has moved around to center field now for Hastings 5 points back with Brock Dreher now out of the lineup. We'll double check that. Here is we got a count of three balls and two strikes at the plate on Nuri Cabrera. Here comes the next pitch by Valentine. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So the first base runner here for Lexington. It occurs here in the third inning. First walk of the ball game given up by Braden Valentine. And now Skyler Salem is going to come to the plate next. He is a center fielder. So Braden Valentine on the mound with Brooks Asher behind the plate. Banging even down there at first base for Hastings. There's the ball hit towards center. That's going to fall in there for a base hit. Cockrell has got the ball and he throws it to second base. That's going to be in time. Cabrera was just loafing his way down to second base. Picked up out there by Cockrell in center field. He got it to the second baseman Ryan Kern to record the out on Nery Cabrera. You don't see that very often. So now there's two men out here in the inning. Skyler Salem is going to get a board here in the fielder's choice. And now Seth Sonderland will come to the plate next. So Cabrera, he is retiring the play at second base. A good throw there by Jameson Cockrell of Hastings is playing in center field now. Here comes the pitch now to the plate by Sonderland, and he fouls it away just to the right side of the plate, nothing and one to Seth Sonderland. Hastings 5 points back out on top of Lexington Pinnacle Bank here in the elimination ball game of the area tournament. It is 10-0. Hastings is got the lead. Again, the 10-run rule in effect, but it's got to be after seven innings. Sonderland winning on the next pitch. Swung on and missed. The count down, no balls and two strikes. Braden Valentine got the call for head coach Russ Kindig here today. First start of the 2014 season here. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. Now the ball gets away from the catcher. Asher comes over here to the screen on the near side, and taking first base on the play is going to be Sonderland. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Skyler Salem. So the catcher drops the third strike. That was Asher. Ball came all the way over to the screen here. Asher had no chance of throwing the man out down there at first base. So it's officially a strikeout there for the pitcher, Braden Valentine. So he has walked a man down. He has struck out one here in the ball game, but Asher drops the third strike, and now Sykes will come to the plate next. The runner's out at first and second base for Lexington. Here comes the pitch to Sykes. He's going to foul this one away back to the screen. Nothing and one. So no balls and one strike here to Tim Sykes. Tyson Block, the third baseman, will be up there next for Lexington. Valentine working from the stretch. Hastings now holding the runners on at first and second base. Off speed stuff to the plate. That's going to be outside the strike zone. And a quick throw down to first base by Asher down in time. Against Sonderland. The count here at the play is at no balls and two strikes. That one got the outside corner. Does nothing and two to Tim Sykes. And Valentine gets his sign from Asher behind the plate. Comes set. Here's the next pitch way up high. Like a jack in the box. It's the catcher Asher out of his stance from behind the plate there. They grabbed that one. You know, he came back to the screen. One ball and two strikes here to Tim Sykes. Again, Valentine wheels towards second base. The throw to second is going to be by the shortstop, Reimer, in the center field. And grabbing the ball there is Dreher running down to third base on the play is going to be Skyler Salem. So Valentine throws it to second base. Reimer was there, but it got by him. That allows Salem to move over to third base. That's going to be an error chalked up on the pitcher there. Valentine, the first error of the ball game by Hastings 5 points back. Here comes the next pitch to the play. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now two balls and two strikes. So Lexington has worked their guys around to first and third base now here in the third inning. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 10 to nothing. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there by Asher is not going to be in time. Tag made there by Reimer, the shortstop, but not in time. So he stole base now for Sunderland. And now the count here at the plate is at 3-2. 3-2 the count with two men out here in the third. Hastings out on top by a score of 10 to nothing here this afternoon. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and now Lexington has got the bases loaded. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game coming up now by Braden Valentine. Sykes is down here at first base. Sunderland is on at second base. Skyler Salem is on at third base. And now coming to the plate will be Tyson Block, the third baseman. He fouled out to the third baseman, Mason Spolak, back there in the first inning. Hits that one to the left side, fielded there by Panganiban over to the bag at first. And he gets the out. Tyson Block, he gives up running down to first base. Tyson Block is retired in the play from the first baseman, Panganiban, with the pitcher covering the bag there, Braden Valentine, and the inning is over. Lexington, they scored no runs here in the third inning. On no hits, one error on Hastings and three men left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning with the score Hastings 10, Lexington nothing.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Bill Wood Field in North Platte today. Elimination ball game of the 87 area tournament today. Hastings out on top of Lexington by a score of 10 to nothing. In the second ball game today, we'll pit Kearney Runza up against the Wesco Zephyrs, a team out of Scotts Bluff Gearing. That one will go at 7 o'clock tonight. Kearney yesterday beating this Lexington team 14 to nothing in seven innings. Wesco, they had the first round bye. They were the top seed, so they got the first round bye, and they'll play at 7 o'clock tonight. The loser of that ball game will play their winner of this one tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in another elimination ball game. If Hastings can hold on, we'll be back here again tomorrow afternoon. The juniors tournament going on in Hastings at Duncan Field. In action yesterday, Lexington beat Scotts Bluff 9-7. Hastings over Kearney Post 52 by the score of 4-2. So today, Scotts Bluff is playing Kearney in the first ball game. And North Platte will play Lexington in game number two. Hastings, they have the day off. Johnson Imperial Homes, they'll play the winner of the North Platte-Lexington ball game at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. So Hastings will go to work here in inning number four. They batted around and then some in the third inning. Zach Merrill comes up here in the fourth. Merrill is the designated hitter for Hastings here in this ball game. 0-2 so far today. Merrill now for the tournament is 0-5. It was 0-3 yesterday. Merrill looking at kind of one ball and one strike here in the fourth inning. And there's a ball that's going to be hit toward right field. Settling under it, now coming on will be Flynn, and he makes the catch. Chandler Flynn, the last second, took off and came charging in, and Zach Merrill flies out to the right fielder, Chandler Flynn. Now Ryan Kern comes up there next. Ryan Kern, he grounded out once, and he's also singled, had an RBI single back there in the last inning. He's going to take a pitch there for a strike, nothing in one to Ryan Kern. He was a 250 hitter during the regular season. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Morgan Ansbach continues to throw out there for Lexington, despite giving up 8 runs and 6 hits in the last inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike now. Nobody up and throwing right now for Lexington. They're in the first base side here this afternoon. Ansbach again throws one to the plate. That's going to be inside for another ball. Has now 3 balls and 1 strike. Ansbach has got a couple of strikeouts here in the ball game. 3-1 the count right now. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside. Nearly hit him again. He gets a base on balls. So Ryan Curran, he heads down to first base. Ansbach walked a guy in the first inning. Walked another one in the second. That's going to be his 6th walk. He had 4 walks in the last inning. Now John Blazer comes to the plate. He had a walk back there in the third. Hit one back to the pitcher in inning number 2. He hits this one. It's going to be fouled away, though. First base side giving chase was McMahon. He can't get there. It goes out of play and it's 0-1. Area 70 elimination ball game from North Platte here this afternoon. Hastings out on top by a score of 10-0. Hastings scoring 2 runs in the first inning, and then they scored 8 more in inning number 3. We're now here in the top half of the fourth inning. Next pitch to Blazer is going to be inside. The runner goes from first base. There's the throw down there. It's not going to be in time. Sykes throws her down to second base, but a stolen base there by Ryan Kern of Hastings. So Kern is now in scoring position, and John Blazer here at the count. At the plate has a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. 1-1 to Blazer. He had a 3.11 batting average during the regular season for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Waiting on the pitch. That's going to be down low. In fact, it actually skips to the catcher, Tim Sykes. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings looking for their 25th win of the season here this afternoon. They're 24-17 as play got underway today. There's the ball ripped down the line in right field, but it's going to be in foul territory. Hastings with a base runner at second base. That is Ryan Kern. One man out here in the fourth. Hastings out on top of Lexington by a score of 10-0. Trying to stave off elimination here this afternoon in this area tournament. Looking to play one more game at least tomorrow. Ansbach again comes set. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. That's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winner of the Area 7 baseball tournament will move on to the Class A state tournament next week in Grand Island. The second place team, the runner-up, will head to the state tournament at Omaha South. Next pitch is swung on a miss, and he strikes out. So John Blazer strikes out in the ball game. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the contest now for Morgan Ansbach. Both of those coming in the third inning. So he strikes out his 3rd one here in the fourth. And now Sam Reimer comes to the plate next. He tries to lay down a bunt that's going to be fouled away back to the screen. And the count is at 0 balls and 1 strike. So 0-1 to Sam Reimer here in the fourth inning with Hastings out on top by a score of 10-0 here in this game. Ansbach comes down on the mound again, looks at the runner at second base. That is Ryan Kern. There's a ball hit to the shortstop. He picks it up, bobbles the ball. Corbera has no play at first base. So an error chalked up there. Sam Reimer's going to get aboard for Hastings. Reimer's aboard at first. Ryan Kern moves over to third base on the play. That's going to be the 3rd error of the ball game chalked up now on Lexington. And Hastings has got runners on at first and third base now. Coming to the plate next is going to be Sam Roth. Roth now playing in the outfield. There's the ball. It gets away from the catcher. Sykes comes back to the screen and coming in to score on the play is going to be Ryan Kern. It's now 11-0. Hastings has got the lead. So Ryan Kern, he scores on the pass ball. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Sam Reimer. 11-0. Hastings out on top. And Roth has now got a count here at the plate of 1 ball and no strikes. So Sam Roth still looking for his first base hit of the season as he comes up to the plate here in the fourth inning. There's a ball that's going to be scooped up there by Sykes, the catcher. Now the count is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes here to the leadoff hitter for Hastings Fine Points Bank, Sam Roth. Ansbach comes set, looks at the runner at second. There's a pitch to the plate. It gets by the catcher again, Sykes. And running down to third base on the play is going to be Reimer. So now Sykes having some problems behind the plate here for Lexington. Pass ball allowing Ryan Kern to come in to score from third base. Now Sam Reimer has worked himself around to third base for Hastings. Hastings with seven base hits in the ball game thus far against Lexington. Lexington Pinnacle back with three errors defensively. Hastings out on top 11-0. Here comes the 3-0 pitch now to Roth. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So three balls and one strike now to Sam Roth. Roth again, he has struck out one time this year. He's had his first walk of the season back there in the third inning. He fouls away this pitch here on the first base side out of play. Has three balls and two strikes. So three balls and two strikes now to Sam Roth. Playing out of the outfield after Brock Dreher got hit in the side of the head back there in the first inning and he did not return. Next pitch is way up high for a ball. And now it should be three balls and two strikes. All right, 3-2 the count now on the Sam Roth. Runner again is down there at third base. Here comes the next pitch by Ansbach. The ball is going to be hit towards short. Cabrera has got it. He throws it to first base. That's going to be in time, and the inning is over. So Sam Roth, he is retired in the play from short to first, but Hastings, they come up with one more run here in the fourth inning of play. One run on no hits, one error, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Hastings 11, Lexington nothing.
In a world where summer thirst runs rampant, a new type of refreshment is looking to rule. Something new, something big, something real big. From the creators of Pepsi, the biggest thing to hit summer since the sun, it's Pepsi made with real sugar. Prepare to experience explosions of taste, daring acts of refreshment, and more flavor than one summer can handle. With amazing made with real sugar performances from Pepsi, wild cherry, and vanilla flavors. Plus, chilling performances by frosted glasses and ice cubes. This summer, refreshment has a new address. And it's closer than you think. Make it a real big summer with three new flavors of Pepsi made with real sugar. It's the only summer blockbuster guaranteed to leave you satisfied. Pepsi, live for now.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings in the elimination ball game out on top of Lexington by a score of 11-0. Staying out there for Hastings on the mound is going to be Braden Valentine. So Valentine will work into the fourth inning. Again, he's thrown only nine innings all season long. Got to call for head coach Russ Kindig here today. As a result of Hastings losing the ball game yesterday against North Platte, Hastings will play an additional game or two here in the area tournament if they want to make a run, which they still feel they can win this thing here this year. But Hastings will have to play another additional game or two in order to do that, coming back through the loser's bracket. So the top line pitchers that we have relied on so heavily throughout the season probably not going to see any action in the ball game today on the mound, with Hastings already staked out to an 11-0 lead. The offense has done the job here today. Two runs in the first, eight more in the third. They score one in the top of the fourth. And now we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here today. They've got the meat of the order for Lexington. Brian McMahon, Morgan Ansbach, and Lauby, Brady Lauby, 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order. Here's McMahon, the only left-handed hitter in the ballgame so far today. He comes to the plate here for Lexington. He fouled out to the third baseman his first time up there in inning number two. The pitch is going to be inside for a ball. McMahon now has a count of three balls and no strikes. So Valentine has thrown three strikes to start to his fourth inning. Lexington still looking for their first hit of the ball game. There's an off-speed stop thrown across the center portion of the plate for a strike. 3-1 the counts. Two walks given up by Valentine so far. He's got one strikeout. Here's the next pitch. hit on the ground toward Reimer at shortstop. He picks it up. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. Ryan McMahon is retiring the play from short to first. Hastings has got just one error today. That was a throwing error from Valentine on a pickoff attempt towards second base. Other than that, the defense has played pretty well here today. Hastings had four errors in the ball game yesterday against North Platte. Morgan Ansbach, the pitcher, comes to the plate here in the fourth inning. And the pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. It's now one ball and no strikes. So despite the 11-0 lead, Ansbach, the pitcher, batting here in the fourth inning. I assume we'll see him again, at least to start the fifth inning. Next pitch, he could be up high for a ball, a little bit outside. Two balls and no strikes now. Ansbach, he grounded out to shortstop, his first time up there at inning number two. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to be in foul territory. First baseman Panganiban comes over here and makes... No, he drops the ball. Panganiban had it in his glove, and he falls out of there. So Morgan Ansbach stays up there for Lexington. Panganiban drops that one in foul territory for Hastings. Is Ansbach new life here. 11-0 in the elimination ball game. Hastings has got the lead over Lexington Pinnacle Bank. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward left field, and that's the first base hit of the ball game. And the gap is going to roll to the wall. Ansbach is around the bag at first on his way to second. Ball picked up out there by Blazer, the left fielder. That's going to be a double here by Morgan Ansbach. First hit of the ball game there for Lexington. It's in the left center in the gap, and now Hastings is going to send some relievers down in the bullpen. I think Jared Foote is on his way down to the bullpen for Hastings. So Jared Foote, now he'll be warming up for Hastings down in the bullpen here on the third base side as Morgan Ansbach gets a double to left center field. And here comes Lobby to the plate next as he fouls away this first pitch out of play. So the first hit of the ball game for Lexington. It's a double into the gap in left center that rolls all the way to the wall at 360 feet away. Morgan Ansbach is on the bag now at second. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away again. Nothing in two to Brady Lauby. Braden Valentine working out there for Hastings in this fourth inning of play. Panganiban and Kern on the right side of the diamond now with Reimer and Mason Spilnick at shortstop and third base respectively. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Things kind of shuffled around out of the outfield now with Dreher out of the lineup. Jamison Cockrell is now playing center. Don Blazer is out in left field, and Sam Roth is out in right field for Hastings. There comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, and he strikes him out. Brady Lobby strikes out in the ball game. That's going to be the second strike out of the contest for Braden Valentine. Now there's two men out. And now Logan Farrell comes to the plate next. He flew out to center field his first time up there. And he takes a pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Logan Farrell. Lexington in their white jerseys here this afternoon. Their white bottoms trimmed and lettered in the orange and the black. Here comes the next pitch. Way up high. In fact, it goes over the head of Asher back to the screen. Trotting down to third base on the play is going to be Morgan Ansbach. So a wild pitch thrown there by Braden Valentine. Asher, no chance at all to grab that one. It goes sailing way over his head back to the screen. Pitch got away from Valentine that time. Two balls and no strikes now to Logan Farrell. Yuri Cabrera would be next. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. It's 3-0. So Valentine running into a little bit of a jam here in the fourth inning as he has got a runner down there at third base now for Lex. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there right down the pipe for his strike, and it's 3-1. And Hastings has got Jared Foote warming up down in the bullpen down here on the third base side. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to the plate. Swung on. Hit toward Reimer. It's short. He grabs the ball on the run. Gets it over to first base. It's in time. And the inning is over as Logan Farrell, he grounds out to the shortstop, Sam Reimer. So Lexington, they score no runs here in the fourth. One base hit. No errors. One left. We go to the top of the fifth inning now with a score. Hastings 11, Lexington nothing.
We're Shelter Insurance. We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we have a new pitcher now for Lexington. Looks like Logan Farrell is going to come on and throw now for Lexington here in the fifth inning of play. So Ansbach, he goes the first four innings here. Gives up 11 runs and seven base hits for Lexington. He struck out a total of three guys. And he walked six. So four innings pitched by Morgan Ansbach. Gave up 11 runs, 7 hits, 3 strikeouts, and 6 walks. Now Logan Farrell is out there for Lexington. I think he's going to be moved around here a little bit. We've got the pitcher. He's going to be going. Ansbach is going to be going down to a shortstop. So Morgan Ansbach will play at shortstop now. They kind of shift things around here for Lexington on the pitching change in the fifth inning. Cabrera is going to move over here to a third base now. And we'll see where Block goes. Hastings up the bat here in inning number five. They've got a lead 11-0. Again, a 10-run rule is in effect, but it's after seven innings. Also have a new first baseman over there as well. So Lexington has got to Ted Barkey over there at first base now. So several defensive changes for Lexington here. Hastings up to the plate. Jamison Cockrell will lead things off for Hastings. It'll be 2-3-4 for Hastings. In the batting order, Cockrell, he has reached on an error. He has grounded out once. He's also got a base hit. So he's 1-for-3 here in this ball game here today. And the pitch here from Logan Farrell is going to be down low for a ball, 3-0. So 3-0 the count here to Jamison Cockrell. Cockrell was 1-out-of-3 from the plate yesterday in the ball game against North Platte. Head on the count here at 3-0. So next pitch comes in there. It's going to be a walk. So Farrell comes out of the dugout and throws four straight balls outside the strike zone. And Hastings is back at it here in inning number five with a base runner at first base. Alex Panganiban comes to the plate next. Lexington has also got a new second baseman. Danny Antonio is at second base. So a completely different infield here in inning number five than what we had to start off the ball game. There's a couple of pitches that are played here. 1-1 down to Alex Panganiban for Hastings. Pango, he's got a couple of base hits in the ball game today. A couple of RBIs. He has scored 2 runs. And he's hit into a double play. Farrell working from the stretch. And he throws one of the plates. It'll be down low for a ball. So it's 2-1. So Tim Sykes, he's still behind the plate. Logan Farrell is now on the mound for Lexington here in the fifth. There's a ball that's going to be swung out on this. Panganiban way out in front of that one. And they got 2-2. Yuri Cabrera is now down there at third base. Ansbach is over at shortstop. Antonio is at second base. And Barkey is over here at first base. Here comes the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards short. Fielded there by Ansbach. He goes to second baseman. It's mishandled there by Antonio, and everybody's going to be safe. Danny Antonio just comes into the ball game, and a first opportunity for a put out at second base. He drops the ball. So Alex Pangadeban is going to get aboard here. That's going to be an error chalked up there on Lexington. That's their third error of the ball game. And now Mason Spilanek comes up there next. Spilanek with a single. A base on balls and a base on balls. Here, this pitch gets away, and moving down to second and third base, respectively, will be Cockrell and also Pangadeban. Pitch came in there, but Sykes couldn't control it. It goes trickling over here to the first base side. Hastings taking the base here. On the pass ball, and Tim Sykes. So Hastings has men in scoring position again at second and third base. Nobody out here in the fifth. 11-0. Hastings already out on top. Mason Spilnick taking a look at the next pitch here. It's going to be outside for a ball. So one ball and one strike to Spilnick. Brooks Asher would be next here for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Hastings batting in the top of the fifth. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's two balls and one strike. Asher and then Zach Merrill. Logan Farrell working from the stretch here. The runner at third base. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward right field. Chandler Flynn, he settles under it and makes the catch. And Russ will keep the runners at second and third base here. They're not tagging up. So Mason Spilnick, he flies out to right field. That's the first out of inning number 5. That's going to bring up Brooks Asher next. Asher so far today, a single in the first inning, a single, scored a run in the third. Later on in the third inning, he struck out. So he's 2-for-3 here today. Asher yesterday in the ball game against North Platte was 1-for-3. Had a walk and a strikeout in their 6-5 loss to North Platte in the opening round of this tournament. Asher going to work here in the right-hand batter's box now. Takes a pitch up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Temp in the upper 80s here this afternoon, the second ball game of the area tournament for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. A fastball there, one ball and one strike. Lobby, Salem, and Flynn still out of the outfield from left to right here for the Lexington Pinnacle Bank squad. 1-1 the count here to Brooks Asher. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. First base side out of play. Now one ball and two strikes. Alex Pangadeban is down there at second base, and Jamison Cockrell is on at third. Connie Runza will play in the second ball game here today against the Wesco Zephyrs, team from Scotts Bluff-Gearing. They're the number one seed, Scotts Bluff-Gearing is. They did not play yesterday. Had the bye. There's a ball lifted to the outfield, and that's going to be a base hit. There comes one run to the plate. The second one is rounding the bag at third, and he's going to score easily. And a two-run single again for Brooks Asher. So Brooks having a good day here today. Drives home a couple of more runs. Cockrell comes in from third base to score easily. Alex Pangadeban coming around from second base to score with no throw in there by Lexington. Hastings now leading by the score of 13-0. And Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Merrill is 0-for-3 so far today. Merrill is now 0-for-6 in the area tournament. The pitch is going to be outside, and the throw down there from Sykes. The only one in the right field. Good grab down there by Ted Barkey, who's down in the ball game at first base for Lexington. 13-0. The loser is finished for the season. The winner moves on to another elimination ball game tomorrow. Next pitch is going to be outside here on Zach Merrill. Zach's ahead on the count of two balls and no strikes. There comes the next one. It's going to be outside for a ball. Lex is just having a tough time throwing strikes here in the ball game. Morgan Ansbach went the first four innings and had six walks in the four innings, three strikeouts. Gave up the seven hits. There's a strike thrown up there as Zach Merrill taking all the way on that one. Three balls and one strike now. Ryan Kern is in the on-deck circle here for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Here's the next pitch, up high for a ball, and he walks him. So another base on ball is given up there by Lexington. Heading down to second base on the play is going to be Asher. Merrill is now on at first. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game for Logan Farrell since he came on in relief. And now running down here at first base for Hastings is going to be Jared Foote. Jared Foote will run for Zach Merrill down there at first base. Coming to the plate next for Hastings will be Ryan Kern. So Foote is down there at first base now with Brooks Asher down there at second. And the pitch to the plate here is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the counts. Kern so far today is grounded out in the first and an RBI single in the third inning of play. Came around to score. Had a base on balls in the fourth and came around to score. Here's a high fly ball. The shortstop is Ansbach. He tried to make the catch there at second base, but the infield fly rule was in effect there. Ansbach did not grab the ball as he actually fell over Brooks Asher, who was at the second base. But the infield fly rule was called there, and it's going to be an out here on Ryan Kern. John Blazer comes to the plate next. Ansbach couldn't make the catch as he kind of falls over Brooks Asher there at second base, but the infield fly rule called there. So an out on Ryan Kearns, and now there's two men out here in the inning. The runner's at first and second base. John Blazer comes to the plate as he lifts this one to the outfield. Could be trouble. Ansbach goes back, and he makes the catch. The shortstop, John Blazer, makes the catch. The shortstop, Ansbach, makes the catch on the John Blazer attempted hit there, and he makes the catch in shallow left field. So the inning is over. Hastings scores a couple of more runs here in the fifth inning. We go to the bottom of the inning now with Hastings out on top. Hastings 13, Lexington nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here today on 1230 KHAS. All Hastings 5 points back here in the elimination ball game. 13-0 is the score. Winner of this ball game moves on to another elimination game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The play of the loser is the next game coming up between Kearney Post 52 and the West Coast Zephyrs. Unless Lexington can pull a rabbit out of the hat here in the final couple of innings. We'll have the game for you tomorrow on 1230 KHS, beginning with the Pepsi pregame show at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. Braden Valentine, a little-used pitcher for Hastings, 5 points back. In fact, he has thrown just 9 innings all season long. Is going to come out here and throw for Hastings again in the bottom half of the fifth. So here's Nuri Cabrera. He's going to lead things off for Lexington. Here in the fifth inning, Cabrera started at shortstop. He is now at third base for Lexington. Skyler Salem would follow him, and then we'll check out the rest of the way as Lexington made some defensive changes there in the last inning of play. So 13-0, Hastings is out hitting Lexington in this ballgame, 8-1. Only base hit for Lex in the ball game was the double in the last inning by Morgan Ansbach. So this is Nery Cabrera coming to the plate here. He fouls away the first pitch, 0-1 to him. As Cabrera waits on the next pitch from Valentine, it's going to be inside for a ball. 1-1 is the count. Valentine again throws into the plate. Some off-speed stuff there is going to be in there for a strike. Kearney has won the game back in Hastings, the juniors ball game, by a score of 2-1 this afternoon over Scott's Bluff in the elimination ball game. So Kearney Post 52 wins by a score of 2-1 here this afternoon. Second ball game today will pit North Platte up against Lexington. The juniors tournament going on at Duncan Field. The count here at the plate, 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a swing and a miss. He strikes out. Nery Cabrera goes down on strikes for Valentine. He hasn't struck out a whole lot of guys today, but I'll tell you what, he's been right around the old strike zone. That's all that Russ Kindig asked him to do here today. Skyler Salem comes to the plate next. That's the third strikeout for Valentine here in the contest. He has walked only 2 guys. A good pitching performance turned in there by Braden Valentine in a reserve role here today. And Hastings not wanting to throw any of their front line pitchers here today, working in the bottom of their pitching order with this extra ball game or two after losing the opener last night to North Platte by a score of 6-5. So Salem, the center fielder, he is 0-for-1 so far today, has reached on a fielder's choice. Valentine going to work on him, and he has fallen behind here at 3 balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count. American Legion Baseball coming your way today on 1230 KHAS Hastings. And also online at www.hastingslink.com at Billwood Field here in North Platte, where Hastings blowing out Lexington today here in the elimination ball game, 13-0. There's a 3-0 pitch that's going to be right down the pipe for a strike here. 3 balls and 1 strike to Skyler Salem. 1 base hit for Lexington today. 4 errors. And Hastings has taken advantage 13-0. Hastings with 8 base hits so far. There's a ground ball again. Reimer has got it at short. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. Nice play there by Reimer as he moves to his left and actually grabs that ball just behind the bag at second. He's still got plenty of time to throw out Skyler Salem over there at first base. So 2 up, 2 down here for Lexington as we move down to the top of the order. And Seth Sonderlin. Sonderlin so far today, he has struck out once and he has grounded out once. He's 0-for-2. 10-run rule in effect today here in the Area 7 baseball tournament after 7 innings. Hastings has got a 13-0 lead right now. There's a ball that's going to be popped up in the infield. It's going to be grabbed there by Valentine, and the inning is over. Lexington going down in order here as Sunderlin flies out to the pitcher, Braden Valentine. Lexington scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll go to inning number 6 here today with a score. Hastings 13, Lexington nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Baseball action here today from Billwood Field in North Platte. Hastings enjoying their day today after a heartbreaking loss last night to North Platte. Hastings losing in the bottom of the 9th inning on an RBI single by Jack Kinney with 2 outs. And North Platte beats Hastings by the score of 6-5 in the first game of this tournament. Earlier in the day yesterday, it was Kearney taking care of Lexington 14-0 in 7 innings. So Lex has come to the area tournament. He's been outscored, 27 to nothing so far in 12 innings here in the area tournament in their first 2 ball games. This one continuing as Hastings moves into inning number 6 here tonight. So Sam Reimer is going to lead things off for Hastings, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, 9-1-2 here in inning number 6. Logan Farrell comes out and throws here for Lexington. Out in relief of the starter here today, Morgan Ansbach. So 13-0 is the score. Reimer now has a count here of one ball and one strike. At the plate, Sam Roth would be next, and then Jameson Cockrell, the right fielder. We'll see if head coach Russ Kindig maybe gets some guys in there in the last couple of innings with Hastings comfortably ahead here in this one. Sam Reimer looking at the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It is now two balls and one strike. Artie runs in. The West Coast Zephyrs from Scotts Bluff. Gehring will be in there for the second ball game today. Scheduled game time at 7 o'clock, but this one running kind of long here as we run into the top half of the sixth inning right now. The count here is at 3-2 on Sam Reimer. He is 0-2 so far today. Reached out an error and has struck out once. He's also got a base on balls. Farrell's next pitch to the plate, swung on, hit towards short. Ansbach has got it. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time, and Reimer is retired on the play from short to first. Sam Roth comes to the plate next. He's been in the ball game since inning number two today. Brock Dreher started out in center field, and on his first at bat in the bottom of the first, he was hit in the side of the head by a pitch. And then Roth came out there in the top half of the second inning to play defense, and he's been in there since. Roth so far today has grounded out once based on balls, and he's laid down a sacrifice. He takes a strike there. Now the count is at 1-1. Roth just had a couple of at-bats during the regular season. He was 0-2. So he's had more at-bats in this ballgame than he did the entire season for Hastings Five Points Bank. Been up there three times here in this ballgame, two officially, with that walk back there in inning number three. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. 2-2 now. To Sam Roth as he bats here in the top half of the sixth inning. Cockrell will be next for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2-1. Zach Bankston, however, is in the on-deck circle here for Hastings Five Points Bank. Here comes the pitch to Roth. That's going to be a strike there, and he strikes him out. Sam Roth goes down on strikes. That's going to be strikeout number one in the ball game for Logan Farrell since he came out in relief. So now Bankston comes to the plate here in inning number six. So Zach Bankston comes to the plate for the first time today. Might be inserted into the ball game when they come back out defensively. So Bankston comes to the plate for the first time today. During the regular season, he was 0-4. Walked once and struck out twice. So some little-used players seeing some playing time now for Hastings Five Points Bank with him out on top of the score of 13-0. Bankston is going to take a pitch inside for a ball here, 1-0 the count. Two men out for Hastings here in the top half of the sixth. Hastings has out-hit Lexington today 8-1. Lexington with four errors, Hastings with one. Hastings scoring two runs in the first inning, eight more in the third. They have been in control of this ball game from the word go. Scored another one in the fourth inning of play and two in the fifth. Two men out, however, here in the sixth inning. Hastings has not went down in order in any inning so far today. There's a little roller out to first base. Then bobbled down there by Barkley. He goes over to first with the pitcher covering the bag, and he's going to be safe over there. So a routine ground ball, a slow roller out to Ted Barkley, the first baseman. He can't handle it. The pitcher was over there to cover the bag, but it was not in time as Bankston gets a board here on the error on Lexington. That's five errors now on Lexington Pinnacle Bank in the ballgame. So Hastings has still not gotten down in order in any inning so far today. Here's Pang and Eben coming to the plate next. He found his way to the first pitch into the third base dugout. No balls and one strike to Alex Panganiban. Started the day with a batting average of .310. He's into a double play today, a single, a double. He's reached on an error. He has scored three runs. He's got two RBIs for Hastings Five Points Bank. Batting in the number three position here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on. Hit to the left side. Fielded there by Cabrera at third. His throw to first is going to be in time. And the inning is over. Alex Panganiban, he grounds out to third base. Hastings scores no runs here in the sixth inning. No runs on no hits. One error on Lexington. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score. Hastings 13, Lexington nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Billwood Field in North Platte here this afternoon. Hastings out on top of Lexington by a score of 13-0. And we're going to see a new pitcher now here in the sixth inning for Hastings. Zach Bankston going to come out here and throw now for Hastings. So a good start for Braden Valentine, his first start of the season. He does exactly what head coach Russ Kindig wanted, and that's to get in the midway point of this ball game. He goes five innings today, gives up no runs and only one base hit, three strikeouts and two walks. Now Zach Bankston comes out there for Hastings, and he's going to throw. And Bankston, he'll be throwing his first pitch of the season here for Hastings Five Points Bank. Bankston, we talked with Russ before we got on this morning. He was expected to maybe see some time on the hill here today as they try to chew up some innings. Bankston has been throwing batting practice, basically, for Hastings Five Points Bank this year. So Zach Bankston is going to come out here and throw now for Hastings in the sixth inning. He's in a good position. He's been staked out to a 13-0 lead here in the ball game, but Zach Bankston is about ready to throw his first pitch of the 2014 season here for Hastings Five Points Bank. So Tim Sykes comes to the plate here for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. 10-run rule is in effect after seven innings today. And the first pitch by Bankston is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Tim Sykes. So in the 2-3-4 category here for Lexington Pinnacle Bank as they bat here in the sixth inning. They're still looking for their first run of the area tournament. They're trailing in this ball game by a score of 13-0. They were shut out yesterday by Carney Runza on a score of 14-0. Next pitch by Bankston is going to be inside for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike here to Tim Sykes for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. Still behind the plate for Hastings will be Brooks Asher. Three balls and one strike now. The next pitch is outside and down low. Panganiban is still down there at first base. Alex Mendoza is now playing at second base for Hastings. There's a big swing and a miss. The count is full with three balls and two strikes. So Mendoza is at second base. Sam Reimer is still at shortstop. And Mason Spolnick is over here at third base. With Bankston on the hill, Asher behind the plate. Next pitch is going to be up high, and he walks him. So a base on balls by Zach Bankston. Tim Sykes heads down to first base on the play, and now Tyson Block comes up there next. Gotta check that. Going to have Mitch Riker. So Mitch Riker is now into the ball game here in the sixth inning. He will bat for the first time here today. Both coaches using up their entire roster here today. So Riker now comes in here in the sixth inning. He will bat with a man on at first base. The pitch by Bankston is going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner, nothing and one. Lexington, 6-20 on the season, losing yesterday, so they are beaten today. Their summer is over for American Legion Baseball, so their head coach getting some guys into the ball game as well. There's a little roller down the line at third base that's going to be in foul territory. Nothing and two now to Mitch Riker. Brian McMahon. It's going to be the first baseman out there for Lexington. They have made some changes, and that's going to be Ted Barkey. He's going to come to the plate next. He's setting the on-deck circle. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That gets through there for a base hit. Only the second base hit of the ball game for Lexington. As Riker sends that one to the left side, right in between the third baseman Spilenick and Reimer, the shortstop. So the second base hit for Lexington. Runners are now down the first and second base here. So now Ted Barkey comes to the plate next. Barkey batting here in the sixth inning of play for the first time here today. So Ted Barkey out there now in the sixth inning with runners on at first and second base. Lexington trailing by the score at 13-0. They have now been out hit 8-2 in the ball game. Bankston throws a pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. Nothing and one to Ted Barkey. And earlier today in the juniors tournament down at Duncan Field in Hastings, Kearney Post 52 with a win over Scott's Bluff 2-1. Scott's Bluff eliminated out of that tournament after losing to Lexington yesterday by a score of 9-7. Next pitch is outside to throw down to second base. They have got him at second base. Brooks Asher throws down to second base with Reimer covering the bag, and they pick off Tim Sykes down there at second base. So Asher makes the long throw down there and picks off Tim Sykes, who is off of the bag. That's the first out of the inning, and now Lexington's got a runner on at first base only. The pitch to the plate from Bankston is going to be inside for a ball. It's 1-1. So Brooks Asher throws a strike down to second base to catch Tim Sykes down there as they pick him off. One man out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. Out of play. Now 1-2. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. And we'll have our coach's post-game show here tonight. Got a 10-run rule in effect after seven innings. And Hastings has got a 13-0 lead right now as we play in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on. Tapped down the line at third. Fielded by Spilenick. He goes to first base. That's going to be a ninth time. A great play there by Pankaniemen at first base. Pankaniemen grabs that one out of the dirt and retires the base runner there. So Spilenick throws him out. That's going to bring up Ansbach next. So Ansbach comes up there next. Just notice Jared Foote now playing at first base for Hastings. So Foote and not Pankaniemen makes a nice play on the ball. There's one hit to right field. Roth settles under it and makes the catch. And that's the final out of the sixth inning. So Morgan Ansbach flies out to right field here in the sixth. And that's the end of the inning for Lexington. They score no runs. One base hit, no errors on Hastings, one left. We go to the top of the seventh inning with a score, Hastings 13, Lexington nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Willen back here at Billwood Field in North Platte, the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament today. This is the elimination game, and Hastings out on top of Lexington by a score of 13-0. As we move on into the top half of the seventh, if Hastings can hold Lexington in the bottom half of the inning, we'll get out of here in a shortened affair here today. Hastings will bat here in the seventh. Mason Spilnick, Brooks Asher, and Zach Merrill, the scheduled hitters for Hastings here in the inning. And we'll see what Rusty likes to do here with a commanding lead here in this one. Mason Spilnick will come out here. He's been anchoring third base all day long today defensively. He's got a couple of walks in the ball game. He's got an RBI single in the third, and he's also flown out to right field. So officially, Mason Spilnick coming up there 1-for-2 today. Spilnick in the ball game yesterday against the North Platte was 0-for-5. Had a strikeout and scored a run against North Platte yesterday. So Mason has come back here with a base hit and an RBI here in this ball game. He takes a couple of balls outside here, two balls and no strikes. And Mason Spilnick, here comes the next one. It's going to be outside for a ball, 3-0. So still throwing out there for Lexington. That's going to be Logan Farrell. He's on a relief of Morgan Ansbach, who threw the first four innings today for Lexington. There's a strike right out of the outside corner. Three balls and one strike down to Spilnick. Asher would be next for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He's in the on-deck circle. He'll bat here in the seventh. Here's the next pitch. He can be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings with a base runner again here in the seventh inning of play. Farrell walked a couple of guys in the fifth inning. This is going to be his third walk since coming on in relief. Here comes Brooks Asher to the plate next. Asher had a two-run single back there in the fifth inning. Struck out in the third. Had a single earlier on in the third inning as Hastings battered around, scored a run, and had a single in the first. So Brooks having a good day today. The pitch is going to be outside. Now the ball gets away from the catcher, Sykes, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Spilnick. And Brooks' dad, Kevin Asher, is the pitching coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Kevin not with the team today, evidently attending a wedding for a member of his family. So Brooks is playing. Pops is not. Brooks has had a good day today with Pops not here. Brooks Asher has a count here of 1 ball and no strikes. Asher waiting in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes now to Brooks Asher, who's done all the catching for Hastings 5 Points Bank here in this one today. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses. It's now 3 balls and no strikes. Jared Foote is in the on-deck circle for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner as Asher was taking all the way on that one. So Foote will battle the number 6 position coming up there next for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Next pitch to Asher is going to be fouled away on the first base side. It gets out of play. Now 3 balls and 2 strikes. American Legion Baseball today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings losing the heartbreaker last night to North Platte 6-5. They have taken control of this one today and have not looked back. 13-0. Hastings out on top. Here's the next ball. It's going to be hit towards short. Ansbach has got it for Lex. Throws it over to first. That's going to be in time. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Spilnick. Asher is retiring the play from short to first. That brings up Jared Foote next. Foote playing at first base in that last half of an inning for Hastings. Comes up to the bat for the first time today. Foote is 0-for-2 for the plate this year. He has struck out once, but basically used as a pitcher all season long, but having a chance to play some field today over at first base. But this game well in hand at 13-0, so this is the very rare opportunity that Jared Foote will have here at the plate for Hastings 5 Points Bank as he bats here. Hits one by the first baseman, by the second baseman, and into right field for a base hit. So Foote drives home a run here. Coming in from third base to score is Mason Spilnick, and now it's 14-0. Hastings has got the lead over Lexington. Jared Foote gets aboard here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And now Mendoza is going to come to the plate. He's been playing at second base in the last inning or so. Alex Mendoza, he is 0-for-12 from the plate this year. 0 for 12. He's looking for his first base hit here as he wraps that one down the third base side. Right by the third baseman, but in foul territory. Let's see, Alex Mendoza, 0 out of 12. He has walked once. He has struck out three times. That's been his production for the 2014 season as a little guy steps in there. For the right-hand side, he wraps that one back up to the middle. That's a base hit. Mendoza gets his first base hit of the season. He's aboard here. Now Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base. So Jared Foote, he gets his first hit of the season. And Mendoza gets his first hit of the season back-to-back here in the seventh inning. That's going to bring up John Blazer next. He's out in left field today for Hastings. So Mendoza and Foote get their first base hits here in the second ball game of the area tournament. Hastings with a run in. They lead down by a score of 14-0 as Blazer comes up there next. He's got a walk. He has struck out once. Popped one of the shortstop, and he has grounded out once so far today in this number 8 position. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. Hastings with 2 runs in the first, 8 more in the third, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, 1 so far here in the 7th inning of play. This game labors on. American Legion Baseball and 1230 KHAS Hastings. And online at www.hastingslink.com. Blazer is going to foul away this next pitch on the first base side. 2 balls and 1 strike. So Hastings has played Lexington 2 times prior to this one. And with today's total, they've now outscored Lex 46-2 in the 3 ball game so far. Next pitch gets away from the catcher and advancing down to second and third base respectively. Are Mendoza and also Foote. Hastings beat this team earlier this year 18-0 in Lexington, and they beat them 14-2 in the Hastings Grand Island Tournament 3 days apart at the end of June. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up to the outfield. Flynn comes on, and he's going to make the catch, tagging up from third base and faking, at least coming in. His Foote turns around and goes back to third. So John Blazer, he flies out to the right fielder. Chandler Flynn, that's the second out of inning number 7. And now Sam Reimer comes up there next. Reimer grounded out his last plate appearance in inning number 6. Reached on an error in inning number 4. Struck out in the third. And reached on a base on balls in inning number 2. 0 for 3 so far today for Reimer. Now the number 9 position. Reimer yesterday in the ball game was 0 for 3 against North Platte, so he's 0 for his last 6. Sam Reimer in there now takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Logan Farrell's next pitch is on the way, hit towards short. Ansbach has got it, bobbles the ball again, and everybody's going to be safe. Ansbach at shortstop, he commits the error. That's going to be the 6th error of the ball game now for Lexington. Reimer gets aboard. Foote comes in to score for Hastings. That makes it 15-0 in favor of Hastings 5 points back. Mendoza moves over to third base on the play. Coming up there next will be Sam Roth now as we get back to the top of the order for Hastings 5 points back. 15 runs, 10 base hits for Hastings. No runs, 2 hits for Lexington. Here comes the next pitch by Farrell. It's going to be down low for a ball, scooped up there by Sykes. And the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnny Runza will take on the West Coast Zephyrs in game number 2 tonight. Scheduled game time will be at 7. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike to Sam Roth, who's playing out of the outfield today after Brock Dreher got hit in the side of the head back there in the first inning. In fact, he was the first batter to come to the plate for Hastings in this ball game. Got hit in the side of the head and did not return. Sam Roth, a little used player this season, has been playing out there. And now up there for the 4th time here today. He reaches out there and swats it out to the outfield, drifting back to second baseman, and he makes the catch. That's Danny Antonio. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. For Hastings, 5 points back, so they come up with a couple of runs here in the 7th inning of play. 2 runs on 1 base hit, 1 error again on Lexington. And 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the 7th with a score. Hastings 15, Lexington nothing.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Billwood Field in North Platte, the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament here today. The elimination ball game, Hastings out on top of Lexington by the score of 15-0. Hastings can win here. They'll move on to another elimination ball game tomorrow. They'll play the loser in the next ball game between the West Coast Zephyrs and Kearney Post 52. Wesco, the number one seed here in the area tournament. We know about Kearney. They have won the area tournament the last 8 years in a row. Hastings already dropped a couple of games to Kearney this season. Have not played Wesco this year. So that will be a 4 o'clock ball game tomorrow right back here at Billwood Field. We'll be on the air with a pregame show, the Pepsi pregame show at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Brady Lobby coming to the plate here for Lexington in the seventh inning. First pitch is going to be popped up. Asher's got a bead on it, and he drops the baseball. That's going to be in fair territory, and the Lobby is going to get aboard here. And now the home plate umpire is going to look down to the base umpire to get some assistance there. They're going to say it was in foul territory. So the home plate umpire initially ruled it was fair. Now the base umpire overrules him out there, so Lobby's going to come back to the plate. Should have been an out. That was right in the glove of the catcher for Hastings, Brooks Asher. But Lobby comes back to the plate now. The count to him is at no balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch by Bankston way up high. So Zach Bankston, who's seeing his first pitching action of the season out there for Hastings, 5 points back. He threw in the sixth. There's a swing and he missed here and he gets ahead on the count now with one ball and two strikes. He gave up a base hit in the sixth inning. Walked the man. Other than that, Lex did not score. Now he's working on his second inning of relief here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in shallow center field, but pulled down there by the shortstop for Hastings, Reimer, out of the edge of the outfield grass. So Reimer makes the catch in the ball here. So now Lex is down to their final 2 outs. As this one will end early if they cannot come up with at least 6 runs here in the inning. Logan Farrell comes up there next. Farrell, he flew out to center field, and he is grounded out in his two plate appearances here. He knocks that one to second base. Mendoza has got it, and he bobbles the ball at second base, and Farrell is going to be safe on the play on the Hastings there. So Alex Mendoza, who's now playing at the second base for Hastings, bobbles the ball there. That's going to be the second error of the ball game for Hastings. They had 4 yesterday in the contest against North Platte. So Logan Farrell is going to get aboard here. It's going to bring up Nery Cabrera next. He started at shortstop today for Lexington, now playing at third base. So Cabrera comes up there for the third time today. He has walked and he has struck out once. 0-for-1 officially. One man out here in the bottom half of the seventh inning with Hastings out on top by a score of 15-0. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. That's 1 ball and 1 strike now to Nery Cabrera. Lexington entered this ballgame 6-20. It has not been a very enjoyable summer here for the folks out in Lexington. Been blowing out at a lot of the ballgames here recently. 15-0 now. Hastings out on top. They were beaten 14-0 yesterday by Kearney. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Nery Cabrera. Zach Bankston looking toward the first base there. There goes Farrell at first base. The pitch is going to be outside to throw down there by Asher. It's going to be by Mendoza, but it's backed up there at second base. So Logan Farrell gets a stolen base down there for Lexington. A man on scoring position now. Cabrera has a count here at the plate of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Bankston's next pitch is going to be inside. Did it hit him? Yes, it did. A hit batter here as Cabrera is going to head down to first base on the play. That's going to bring up Skyler Salem next. Salem, he has grounded out once, and he's reached on a fielder's choice, so he's 0 for 2 today. Lexington now with base runners on at first and second base. One man out here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Hastings is out on top by a score of 15-0. And here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one now to Skyler Salem. Hastings will play again tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Pregame show, the Pepsi pregame show at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch comes back to the screen, and everybody's going to advance one. So Bankston lets one loose and flies back to the screen here. A wild pitch by Zach Bankston. Hastings just needing 2 outs here to get out of this ball game here. Leading by a score of 15-0 in this elimination ball game of the Area 7 tournament. Skyler Salem now is a count of 1 ball and 1 strike here at the plate. Bankston working from the stretch, looks at the runner at third, throws one to the plate. That's going to be up high for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Skyler Salem, the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. Batting here on the right-hand side, Bankston again from the stretch, throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count here to the number 9 hitter in the batting order, Skyler Salem. Waiting on the next pitch. It's going to be down low, and a good grab there from behind the plate by Brooks Asher, the catcher. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings did all their damage in the third inning of play today, scoring 8 runs. Took control of the ball game at that point, 10-0. We've just been playing out the contest here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So Bankston has hit a man. Now he walks a man here in the seventh inning of play. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game, given up by Zach Bankston. And now coming to the plate is going to be the second baseman, Danny Antonio. Comes up there for the first time here today in inning number 7. So Danny Antonio comes to the plate in the seventh inning. He's now playing second base here for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. Up to the plate for the first time today. Bankston hits one right to Spilnick at third base. Spilnick is going to come to the plate, and he got the force out there at the plate. So D'Antonio hits one right to Mason Spilnick at third base, and Mason, despite a 15-0 lead, they go to a home plate against the force out on Logan Farrell coming to the plate. So they chop down the runner there to preserve the shutout they got going so far. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Cabrera. Salem is on at second base. On at first base is going to be D'Antonio. Coming to the plate next will be Tim Sykes, the catcher. Sykes, he has walked twice so far today, and he has grounded out once. He's 0-for-1 officially. 15-0, Hastings has got the lead. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. That's 1 ball and 0 strikes now to Tim Sykes. Hastings will move on to the elimination ball game tomorrow at 4 against the loser in the next game between Kearney Runza and the West Coast Zephyrs. There's the ball. It sneaks through there for a base hit. In the left field for a base hit, and Lexington is on a scoreboard as Tim Sykes, he scores, drives home a run here for Lex. That makes it a 15-1 ball game. Cabrera comes in to score for Lexington here in the seventh inning. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Salem. D'Antonio moves over to second base on the play. An RBI single there by Tim Sykes. Now Riker comes up there next. Riker so far. He had a single his last time up there in the sixth inning. He hits that ball toward Spolak at third. He goes over and touches the bag and catches the force out, and the ball game is going to be over. Hastings wins the ball game, a 10-run rule here after seven innings. Hastings wins it today by a score of 15-1. They'll move on to the elimination ball game tomorrow at 4 against either the West Coast Zephyrs or Kearney Post 52. Those two teams meeting here in the second ball game here today. As Lexington, they score one run here in the seventh inning. One run on one base hit, one error on Hastings, and three men left on base. Hastings wins it today 15-1 over Lexington. Back with a recap after this.
I was actually born in this very hospital over 30 years ago. So Hastings has always held a very special spot for me. It's been a wonderful community to grow up in. And this hospital is so important to the community. And we as doctors and as patients are so lucky to have this hospital here. Many of the nurses know the patients already before they ever come up here. So it definitely has that small community feel. But the excellent care that patients receive here is second to none. And I think that that's very important to the good outcomes we see at this hospital. Patients often ask me, would you do this operation here for your family? And I always say, this is the first place that I would take my family. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days same as cash or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings 5 points back wins the elimination ball game. The Area 7 tournament today, winning over Lexington by a score of 15-1. Hastings with 15 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They leave 10. Lexington, 1 run, 3 base hits. They commit 6 errors today. They leave 8. Braden Valentine is going to be the winning pitcher for Hastings. He is now 1-0 in the season. He goes 5 innings, gives up no runs, 1 base hit, 2 strikeouts, or actually 3 strikeouts and 2 walks. Zach Bankston came out and threw the final 2 innings today. He gives up 1 run, 2 hits. He had 2 walks, 1 hit batter, and no strikeouts. Morgan Ansbach is going to be the losing pitcher for Lexington. He goes 4 innings today, gives up 11 runs, 7 hits, 3 strikeouts, and 6 walks. Logan Farrell came on through the final 3 innings for Lexington. So Lexington eliminated out of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. They lose 14-0 to Kearney yesterday. They lose 15-1 to Hastings today. So Lexington wraps up their season 6-21. Hastings 5 points back. They improve to 25 wins and 17 losses. They'll play again tomorrow in the elimination ball game at 4 o'clock, either against Wesco or the Kearney Post 52. Hastings wins it 15-1 today. Stick around. Player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
15-1 over Lexington in the elimination ball game of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament here today. A couple of guys really coming to the forefront today. Obviously, into the game like this, you got a lot of chances for the player of the game here today, Jameson Cockrell. He had one base hit in the ball game for Hastings today. We had Alex Panganiban contributing. He had two base hits in the contest. Mason Spilnick, he had one hit for Hastings. Brooks Asher, he had a good day today. Asher with three base hits in the ball game today. He had a couple of RBIs and scored a run. Other guys, we saw Jared Foote picking up his first base hit of the season here this afternoon. Ryan Kern also got in there as he had a base hit. Also, Alex Mendoza, a base hit in the ball game. You get the feeling here that Hastings had a good day today with his 15-1 encounter. And then Braden Valentine, starting pitcher, being called on today, gets his first win of the season as he goes five innings today for Hastings 5 points Bank. We'll come back and name our player of the game after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Player of this game, player of the games for Hastings here today. Brooks Asher, offensively for Hastings, he had three base hits and five trips to the plate. Asher also had four RBIs for Hastings and scored a run as he did the damage at the plate today for Hastings, 3-for-5 with four RBIs and one run scored. And also the starting and winning pitcher for Hastings, Braden Valentine, will be player of the game today. Five innings pitched, gave up no runs, one base hit. He had three strikeouts and two walks here today as Hastings easily beats Lexington by a score of 15-1. Brooks Asher and Braden Valentine are players of the game today for Hastings 5 points Bank. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the Coach's post-game show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Zuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
Hastings 5 points Bank wins it in the elimination ball game today over Lexington, 15-1. So Hastings will live to see at least one more day as they'll move on to another elimination ball game tomorrow at 4 o'clock as Hastings head coach Russ Kendig joins us in the post game. And, Coach, you got exactly what you needed here today. You kind of swamped that loss under the carpet and started over all over today, and a good win for you.
Yeah, great win. You know, easy to come off a big win like that, and you know, this kind of a trap game there where we could have come out and played lazy and had to use some pitching, and Braden Valentine came out and threw a lot of strikes, and Zach Bankson came in. I think he saw 9 or 10 guys and threw a strike to everyone to lead off the at bat. So, guy that hadn't been on the mound at all for us this year because of some arm problems came in, and those two did a great job for us.
Talk about Braden Valentine. Again, you called on him here after losing last night. Didn't want to burn up the pitching staff because of what we got to face here. Valentine did exactly what you wanted today.
Yeah, he sure did, and he's done that for us. We've started him. He's kind of been that spot guy. He started in the Roncalli Championship. He started a couple other games for us, and he just throws a ton of strikes, has a little bit of a curveball when he needs to throw it up there, and kept us in, and Panganiban doesn't drop that ball in foul territory, and we got a no-hitter, and he heard about it.
So, Braden Valentine, the winning pitcher, and you mentioned Bankston. You thought you would get him an inning or two today, and he came on and did what you wanted there.
Yeah, and we really thought coming into the season that he was going to be a guy that would throw for us, and hurt his arm early and really just hasn't gotten it back, and he's thrown bullpens in games and threw a live bullpen on Tuesday for our hitters to kind of simulate a game, and he's thrown a lot of strikes, so we had a lot of confidence in him, and he went out there and did exactly that today.
Took advantage of a bunch of errors for Lexington today, but you guys had a lot of solid base hits in the ball game today, 10 hits, and Brooks Asher, when Pop's saying here, we might have to keep him away a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love to hear that. But no, he's coming along really fine, or really good here. He's really gotten hot late, and hopefully he can keep going this rest of this week.
Well, what'd you stress to the guys? This was a game that obviously you were heavily favored in this ball game after winning two games over Lexington during the year. What'd you tell your guys before they took the field today?
Right. We just told them we worked so hard all year that we weren't coming out here to lay an egg here and lose a game to these guys. And then after that, we said we got to go out and score some runs right away. And we went out and got a couple right away and tacked them on here in the third inning. And we just didn't want Braden to have to pitch with a close game. We wanted no pressure on him where he could just go out and throw strikes, and that's what we did.
The good thing, you got out to a 10-0 lead, and you didn't really sit on that. You can see you scored after that 10-run lead. You just continued to attack him on. That's good to see.
Yeah, it definitely is. Guys got some at-bats. Maybe hopefully got a little bit of confidence. Got some guys that hadn't had at-bats. Alex Mendoza got his first base hit of the year. Jared Foote got his first base hit of the year. So it was a good game for all around.
They went back-to-back with base hits in the seventh inning. So everybody saw playing time, kept us on our toes here this afternoon up here. But all in all, a pretty good win. But it's only going to last for 24 hours because now in the loser's bracket, we got another ball game tomorrow.
Yep, we'll be ready to go tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Hopefully we'll get Brock Dreher back. He got dinged in the head a little bit. And Curtis, our team doctor, I guess you'd call him, came in and said we probably should get him out of there. So hopefully he's going to be all right tomorrow.
That's a major spot. Dreher's been doing a great job. First of all, in the lineup, in the leadoff position, number two out in the outfield.
Oh, yeah. If we lose him, that's going to be a big hurt. But somebody will step in. Cockrell will go to center, and we'll move Blazer into left and Valley into right, and we'll get around it. But, yeah, you never want to lose a guy like him.
So, elimination ball game again tomorrow against one of these two teams. It's obviously going to be a much tougher game tomorrow.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, I don't know who will throw tonight for Kearney and who will throw for Scott's Bluff, but whoever we get tomorrow is going to be really good, and we're going to throw a guy that we're confident in with Mason, which we were able to do by getting Valley in there tonight, so we'll take our chances with Mason.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Yep, that's Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. We'll take our final break. Hastings wins it today 15-1 over Lexington. Back with more after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
So Hastings wins it to move on to another elimination ball game tomorrow. Hastings 25-17 in the season. They'll play the loser of this next ball game tomorrow afternoon at 4. We'll be on the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon here from North Platte. Again, Hastings wins it by the score of 15-1 over Lexington today. For John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from North Platte.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.